God, I'm so pissed. How do you not know what movie this is from? Jesus, I spent $50 on this mask. Okay, you know what? I'm pissed. So how about this? How about for the rest of the night, all crime is legal, including murder, until midnight. Literally anything goes. Do whatever you want. I don't care. You know what? I'm actually going to go out and kill people too. I'm going to kill anybody who doesn't know what this is from. So I'll give you a 5-minute head start.
What? All crime is legal, including murder. Oh, I'm gonna kill him for taking my cookies and cream Hershey's.
Breaking news, UK. A judge has just ordered that there are no laws until midnight. All crime, including murder, is legal.
Marvin, all crimes are legal, even murder?
There are some people I wish I could murder.
Well, you better change your costume to protect your anonymity.
That's where Finding Nemo lived.
What?
Yeah, he and his dad lived in the anonymonyms, and it shocked them.
Dougie, what are you doing here?
Well, I came to ask for some money, but then I heard that all crime is legal. So now I'm just going to steal it.
Weren't you going to steal it anyway?
Yeah.
Go out. Go. Just go.
All right.
Jeffy, get in here.
Sorry, Daddy. My cookie cutter was clogged. I was constipated.
Listen, Jeffy. All crime is legal until midnight.
Oh, well, in that case, I pooped in the sink. Am I still in trouble?
Yes, Jeffy. You're grounded.
But I thought all crime was legal.
That's not a crime. It's just bad. So listen, we're going to stay inside the house so none of us die. Can you please go lock all the doors?
Okay.
All right, I hired all of you to break into this house and kill a kid that looks like Cookie Monster because he stole my candy, okay? So you're going to go in there, you're going to kill him, and you're going to get the candy, but you're not going to eat the candy, got it? All right, now we're going to go over code names. Your name is Birdman. Yeah, exactly. And your name's going to be,
My name is Kyle.
Okay, well, Kyle's not a scary name, Kyle.
Well, my middle name is Brad.
Oh, Brad's not scary either. No, your name's going to be, Gas Mask. Or Gassy. I like Gassy. And your name is going to be, Pumpkinhead.
That's fucking gay.
Okay, well, fine. It's like the Great Pumpkin or the Jack. Yeah, for Jack-O-Lantern.
That works.
Okay, all right. You guys ready to do this? Come on! All right, is everybody ready? Okay, on the count of three, we bust in and kill them. 1, 2, 3! Oh, shit. The door is locked. The door is locked, everybody. Sorry, I didn't think this through. Does anybody know how we can get in there?
Kyle's got a hammer.
I'm not Kyle. I'm Gassy.
Take a tub!
But no, Pumpkinhead, his name is Gassy.
My name's not fucking Pumpkinhead! It's Jack!
Okay, I think Birdman's right. Everybody needs to shut the fuck up. Now, how the hell are we gonna get into this building?
I got a hammer.
That's what I said!
Okay, thank you. Use the hammer on the door.
Can do. Oh, no! My hammer! It's broken!
It's okay, Gassy.
It's not okay!
Well, do you have any other weapons?
No!
Okay, well then you can go home. Okay, it looks like it's just us. Let's go kill Cookie Monster!
Marvin, it sounds like someone broke in the house!
No one can break in the house. The door's locked. Unless they used a big, goofy hammer.
Marvin, it sounds like someone broke in the house!
Okay, then let's go hide in the playroom closet.
No, Danny! They'll be expecting that. You two stay here. I got a plan.
Okay, you two go upstairs. Check the playroom closet. They always run in there when they're scared. Birdman, you don't have to keep cocking that. I mean, I agree. It does sound cool. Yeah, just go ahead. Yeah, that door right there. Okay, now shoot it open. Oh, shit. No, that's bad.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I thought he knew what he was doing.
Why would you stand behind him with a machete like that? You know that shotgun has crazy recoil.
Oh, my God, what do I do?
Okay, look, you can't blame yourself for this, okay? That was a crazy accident. Hey, look, it's the Purge, so you won't even get in trouble, okay?
You're right.
Okay, let's go get him.
Yes, sir.
Okay, they should be hiding in there. Now open the door.
Gotcha! Wait, there's so much shit in there, they couldn't possibly be hiding in there.
Where are they?
Ah!
No, get it off! Get it off!
You bastard, you killed my last goon!
Ah!
Marvin, it sounds like Jeffy killed them!
Ah, Daddy, help me!
I'm gonna get you!
Ah!
Yeah!
Ah!
Yeah!
Ah!
Yeah, I'm scary!
Who are you?
Oh, you can't tell because of the mask. Hold on. It's me!
Ah!
Yeah, I was...
Ah!
If you keep screaming, I'm gonna kill you too.
Okay.
See, I was mad because he stole my candy, so get out of my way so I could, kill him.
Wait, it's after midnight.
What's it?
It's 12:03.
Oh, rats. Kid, you are so lucky. If it was before midnight, I'd be cutting you into little bits right now. All right, looks like you win this time.
Oh, wow, we're safe. Here, Jeffy, take that.
Wait a minute, it's not July 29th.
I googled a picture of midnight on iPhone home screen.
Oh, yeah, I can tell, because that screenshot's old as hell. iPhones don't even have that anymore. What time is it really?
It's 11:59.
11:59? I only have 1 minute to kill you? Ugh. I mean, I could do it, but I'd have to rush it, and it wouldn't even be fun. And I'd have to fight you for the axe, and that would take forever, and I'd probably cut my fingers. It's not even worth it. I hope this doesn't make things awkward with us from now on. Actually, you know what? It's not really me, Brooklyn guy. It's, gets mad over stolen candy guy. Yeah, I'm a different person. So next time you see me, it'll be Brooklyn guy, not me. Yeah, I'm different. I haven't used that line in a while. Okay, yeah.
Better get you. Well, if it isn't the Batman.
Batman, save me!
He's not gonna save you!
I said, let her go, Joker.
You're gonna have to kill me first.
You know I can't do that. That's my one rule.
You see, Batman, that's why I'll always be on top.
I'm tired of being on bottom. My butt hurts. Just for once, I want to be on top.
No, I'm always on top. You know I like being on top.
I know, but my butt, like, really hurts, and just for one time, I'd like to be on top. Please.
Batman, I'd like to discuss this later, when she's not around, please.
Okay, so, like, let her go.
Sure. Just remove your mask and show us all who you really are.
Okay, so if I take off this mask, you let her go.
Yes.
Take a number and wait your turn.
I am holding a firearm in front of your face. You do know that, right?
This is bulletproof glass.
Oh, we'll see about that! Well, I will, go sit in the lobby and wait my turn.
Thank you.
I can't believe I have to wait! I don't have time for this! I'm trying to take over the world!
Yeah, tell me about it. I hate the bank.
Number 53?
Number 53? But that's bullshit! I'm number 49! Number 49 goes before number 53!
Sorry, man.
Hello, sir. How may I help you today?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask about opening up a money market account.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, first we'll...
Just kidding! Give me all your money!
Ha ha! This is bulletproof glass!
Oh, sorry. Actually, can you just come down here for a second?
Oh, sorry. What was that?
Give me the money!
Oh, my God! You take it!
Yeah, that's right. You see this face? This is the face of the man that's robbing you. Never forget this face!
Ah, come on! I was gonna do that!
Sorry, man.
Next, number 49. Yes, 911, someone just robbed the bank!
Give me the rest of the money in the bank!
Sir, please, I'm on the phone.
Oh, sorry, take your turn.
Sorry, 911, that was just a rude customer. Yes, someone just robbed the bank! Thank you! How may I help you?
Give me the rest of the money in the bank! Give it to me!
We don't have any money, he stole it all!
How much money is in my account?
You don't have an account with us, sir.
Don't have an account. I would like to open an account!
Alright, we're offering a $20 sign-up bonus if you're military.
No.
Well, is anyone in your family military?
No.
Would you like to still open an account?
Sure.
Alright, you need $5 deposit to start checking.
Oh, come on! I don't have $5! Why do you think I'm grabbing a bank? Yes, a gas station. There has to be money here.
Give me all the money in the register.
Oh, don't shoot! Come on, man. Didn't you get enough money from the bank?
Yeah, you're right. You can have this one.
Thank you. Give me all the money in the register.
Is that a Nerf gun?
Hey, man, can I borrow your real gun?
Yeah, sure thing.
Thank you. Give me all the money in the register!
Okay, please, don't shoot, I have a family!
Yeah, that's more like it.
Okay, here you go.
What is this?
Well, business at the gas station has been slow lately.
All right, well, I'm gonna go shopping, and you stay right there!
Okay.
Hey, can I have my gun back?
Oh, sure, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm gonna buy cases of water so I can poison them! Let's see, how much money do I have? $20, $30, $45. Hey! How much is a case of water?
$7.99.
Damn! $7.99? For that price, you're robbing me! Let's see, $7.99 a case. I have $45. That means I can get 5 cases.
Yeah.
Hold on, I have 4 more.
That's okay, take your time. That's a lot of water.
Damn, this is heavy. I'm very thirsty.
Yeah, I can see that.
You guys don't want to help, huh?
Nope.
Okay, how much?
Oh, let me see. That'll be $39.95.
Here.
All right, thank you.
Now give me the money that he just gave you.
Oh, darn it, there you go.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I could have done that the whole time. I could have bought so much more water.
Have a nice day.
Finally, my plan to take over the world is almost complete. Now all I have to do is finish poisoning all these water bottles and then hand them out to hurricane relief victims. And some for you. And some for you. And some for you.
What is he talking to?
And
hey, stop it.
Oh no, the police! Well, you're too late. I've already started poisoning the world's water supply.
Okay, 5 cases of water is not the world's water supply.
Yeah, well, it's going to be once I save up more money and buy more water.
Why don't you just steal the water? You know, you being evil and all.
Stealing water? Well, I mean, that's just plain wrong!
You're trying to poison people. That seems pretty mean.
So?
How do you even know if that piss is poisonous?
Oh, you don't believe that this is poison. Well, allow me to prove it to you. Is that enough poison for you, huh? Is it poison?
Wow, that was really easy.
Well, I did it. I killed him.
Wow, you're really good at your job.
Thank you. You know, not enough people tell me that.
Oh, what is going on?
Wakey, wakey, sleepyhead. You missed the whole video.
Really? What happened?
Oh, nothing much. Just Jeffy got cloned. His clone turned out to be evil, and he tried to take over the world by poisoning the world's water supply.
Wait, really?
Yeah, but don't worry. His clone is,
dead?
No. He's for sale on smlmerch.com. Link in the description. Yeah. The Lithobates Catus Bionis goes...
Jeffy, come give Marvin his Father's Day card.
Here you go, Daddy. Read it.
World's best farter.
Mm-hmm. Unless it's early in the end, huh?
Happy Farter's Day.
Do you get it, Marvin? Instead of Father's Day, it says Farter's Day.
Yeah, I get it.
Like a fart.
Like a shit.
Yeah, I get it, guys.
What's wrong, Marvin?
There's no money in my Father's Day card.
You're not supposed to get money for Father's Day.
But Jeffy gets money in his birthday cards.
Yes, but that's his birthday.
Listen, baby, we're in a lot of debt. Jeffy would have held us out if he would have given me $100.
Marvin, it's not Jeffy's job to get us out of debt.
I know, just we're so behind on bills. Let me just turn on the Charlie Brown Father's Day special.
Hey, Dad, happy Father's Day. Where's Snoopy? I can't find him.
Womp, 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 womp.
What? You put him to sleep? But he was my best friend.
Womp, 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 womp.
Listen, I know he would fly his doghouse like an airplane and maybe get us in a little trouble with the FAA, but he didn't deserve to die.
Womp, 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 womp.
His ashes? Good grief.
Hey, Charlie. Want to kick the football?
Yeah, that would cheer me up. Here I go.
Lucy's a bitch.
Jeffy!
Well, she did move the football when Charlie Brown was trying to kick it.
Yeah, that was real C-word behavior.
Jeffy, we don't talk like that.
I just can't focus on Father's Day, guys. We're in so much debt, and I don't know how to pay our bills.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, McKay. The famous painter, Jacques-Pierre Francois, has sold one of his famous paintings for $300 million. It is considered one of the rarest and priciest paintings because it was one of 3 paintings he's ever signed. So if you have a painting that is signed by Jacques-Pierre Francois, you could potentially sell it for hundreds of millions of dollars. And I have an exclusive interview with him now. Let's go to that. I'm here with world-renowned painter Jacques-Pierre Francois. So tell me, Jacques, why have you only ever signed 3 paintings?
Well, I believe my painting should not be tainted with my signature. I think you should know who painted it just from the art itself.
Mm-hmm. So why did you sign those 3 paintings?
Well, I was, how you Americans say, zooted off of the zannies.
Okay. Would you be willing to sign another painting and then we split the money?
No, I do not care about the money. I only care about art. Now, if you will excuse me, I will create my next painting only from the doo-doo from my butthole. I will call it The Sheet.
Well, you heard it here, folks. Jacques will not be signing any more paintings.
Look, there's my sperm donor.
That is Jeffy's real father.
Marvin, no. He's a deadbeat. You take care of Jeffy, so you're Jeffy's real dad.
Yeah, you're my real daddy.
Jeffy, don't talk to me. Guys, did you not just see what the news said? If he signs a painting, you get hundreds of millions of dollars, and that's Jeffy's real dad. So don't you think that maybe he would sign a painting for Jeffy and we get a quick 100 million?
Marvin, are you sure this is how you want to spend your Father's Day?
Yes, baby, we can have $100 million by the end of the day. We just have to get him to sign a painting.
Well, how are you going to do that?
I don't know. I got to think of a plan. But I need a cop.
Why do you need a cop?
For my plan.
You just said you didn't have a plan.
But now I have a plan and I need a cop. Hold on.
Hey there, somebody call a cop?
Yes, cop. I have a plan that I need your help with. And if it works, it could possibly make me $100 million.
Well, based on that laugh, it sounds like you're about to ask me to do something illegal. But for half of that money, I might consider it.
I'm not going to give you a half of my $100 million if this plan works.
Well, if I'm helping you, you have to give me something. Look, just tell me what you want me to do, and I'll tell you how much I want.
All right, so Jeffy's dad is a famous painter.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And he's only ever signed three of his paintings, which makes his signature super rare and makes the paintings worth $100 million.
Oh, yeah, I just saw that on the news.
So, since Jeffy's his son, do you think maybe you can make a fake document that he has to sign if he wants to never take care of Jeffy again? Because me and Rose take care of Jeffy. So be like, hey, if you never want to take care of your son again, sign this paper. And right before he signs it, you pull the paper away and he signs a painting and you run away with it.
Oh, yeah, the classic paper painting signature trick scheme. Yeah, I've done that a few times.
So you think it'll work?
Well, we can definitely get him to sign it. The problem is we don't have a painting for him to sign. And his paintings already go for tens of millions of dollars even without a signature.
You're right. His paintings are so expensive. Wait a minute. You're a cop. Why don't you get a job at a museum as a night guard and you let me break into a museum and steal one of the paintings?
No. I am never working as a guard at a museum ever again. Last time I did that, all the exhibits came to life and it was a whole thing. We would do an animation about that, but we already spent our animation budget on the Charlie Brown thing earlier, so sorry.
Oh, man. I wish I had tens of millions of dollars to buy a painting.
Well, do you have a friend that has tens of millions of dollars?
I do, but I wouldn't call him a friend.
Well, can you call him?
Well, I'll call him, but I won't call him a friend.
God damn it, just call him.
Wait, why are you so pushy?
Because I want this money now.
Oh, okay, well, how much do you want? You never told me how much you want out of the money.
I haven't decided yet.
Okay, let me call him. Okay, I'm calling him. It's ringing.
What the fuck do you want, Marvin, you piece of shit? I was in the middle of getting a Blumpkin.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Goodman. You can call me back.
No, it's fine. You've already ruined it. What do you want?
Oh, okay, well, I was going to ask if you could pop...
Oh, you can keep talking. I'm just sipping on a glass of Cabernet Sauvignon. 2018, excellent year.
Okay, well, I was going to ask...
Judge! You fuckhead! The Sauvignon! It's half empty! More! Go ahead, Marvin.
Okay, well, I was going to ask you for...
You better not be asking me for money, because that will constipate me all to hell.
I'm not asking you for money. It's kind of like a loan, not really...
What? I want half.
You're not going to get half.
I just decided I want half.
Half of what?
Oh, Goodman, can you please hold just one
second? No, I don't do well with holding. I don't hold.
Just for like a second.
I'm hanging up.
No, don't hang up.
My finger is approaching the hang-up button.
No, don't. You're not getting half.
I want half.
You know, how about 25 million?
Okay.
25 million, yes, I accept.
What?
Indeed, like shithead, but more sophisticated.
Shithead.
Yeah, huh? And he can do everything that my old butler can do and more. He can drive my cars. He can wipe my ass. He can do the garden and wipe my ass. He can suck me off while wiping my ass. That's called a Blumpkin, Marvin.
Okay.
And this is my favorite part. Hey, Shafi, fetch Marvin's house payment.
Marvin, where is your house payment?
I don't have it this month.
Oh, this is my favorite part, Marvin.
Initiating purple nurple.
Purple nurple. My nipples! My nipples!
Squeezing your balls.
I thought of how to do that.
Where is your house payment? It's not like you do anything during the month except for sit on your ass. I will bite your balls off.
I didn't even tell him to say that. That's an AI. He's self-learning.
Okay, well, where's your old butler?
Well, he's in his cat carrier in the trunk of my Lamborghini because he gets nervous and he poops in cars.
Hey, Shafi, can you go fetch Chives from the trunk of the Lamborghini?
Very well.
So what are you going to do with Chives?
Well, that's why I'm here, Marvin. He's free to a good home, so I'm giving him to you.
Well, I don't want him.
Well, I can't take him to the shelter. They'll put him down. He's too old. No one will adopt him.
But too old?
Yes.
Here you go, Master.
Goodman, let me out of this cage right now!
Marvin, please take him. He's already been neutered and declawed. He has no way to defend himself out in the wild. Plus, he's so old that if I take him to a shelter, they're just going to put him down because no one's going to want to adopt him.
Oh, you could just let me out of the cage so I can go home.
Shut up, Chives. I know what's good for you. Come on, Marvin, please. He's already up to date on all his shots, and I gave him his flea medicine on the back of his neck last week. And also, if he poops outside the litter box, just rub his nose in it so he knows what he did was bad. And also, if he pees on some of the furniture, it's okay. He's just marking his territory.
I guess he could stay for one night, but I don't know.
Okay, cool. Come on, shift feed. Bring Chives upstairs and help him get settled in.
Very well.
Ow! Gentle!
Aw, Marvin, you adopted a pet?
No.
Oh, then what's in the kennel?
An 80-year-old man.
Oh, Marvin, you adopted an 80-year-old man?
No, I did not.
All right, Marvin, when I open the cage, if he bites you, just poke him in the eye. And if he starts humping your leg, you can always hit him in the head with this squeaky newspaper.
The moment you open this cage, I'm leaving to go home to my family.
Chives, time out!
No!
Is he okay? He'll be fine. Butlers always land on their feet. And also, he's quiet because he knows there's no talking in timeout. But he's groaning. Yes, but he's not talking. That was a talk. Hold on.
Shut the fuck up, Chives! You stupid motherfucker! Oh, fuck!
Marvin, you have to talk to him like that or he'll never learn. Come to think about it, I've been talking like that to him for years and he still hasn't learned. Maybe he likes it. So, did any of these chips actually make it into your mouth, or did you just like rolling around in it?
Oh, they're not chips. They're hard shell tacos.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So, same question still applies. Did they make it in your mouth, or did you just put them in your mouth and come in here and just spit it all over the couch?
That kind of happened.
That is low credit score behavior. What is going on in this house?
Listen, it's a long story. It's a big mess.
You know what, Marvin? I'm tired of looking at it. Shafid, clean, messy shithole.
Initiating turbo cleaning mode.
He's so slow, I feel like a human would clean faster than him.
Well, he's beating you.
Well,
he's still beating you.
I thought he was already cleaning, so...
You haven't even started, Mark.
Listen, I just feel like... Did he do everything this slow?
You know what? Shafid, grilled cheese!
Very well.
Let's go watch him, Marvin.
Oh, okay.
See, Marvin? He's making a grilled cheese!
He's going so slow.
Yeah, Marvin, well, the Sistine Chapel wasn't painted in a day.
Okay, but it seriously shouldn't take 45 minutes to make a grilled cheese. It should take like 3 minutes.
Well, this is going to be a Sistine Chapel grade grilled cheese. It's going to be delicious.
How much did you pay for this robot?
$80,000.
$80,000?
Yep.
It's on fire!
Shafid, put out fire!
Yes, master.
Hurry, please. I really don't want the house to burn down.
Shafid, why fuck up?
Well, Master, you see, I seem to have accidentally used shredded carrots instead of shredded cheese. As you can see, they look very similar.
There's nothing fucking flammable about shredded carrots! Shafid, spank it!
Yes, Master.
Bad Shafid!
Okay, so it looks like you wasted $80,000 on a stupid robot who can't even make a grilled cheese.
Marvin, you're making me feel really bad about my robot purchase. I can show you how sophisticated he really is. Come on. All right, Marvin, I'm going to show you how amazing of a robot he actually is. He has precision accuracy, like quantum mechanic fuck shit that the military uses to target our enemies. If he were to play in the NBA, it would be like men competing in women's sports. That's how unfair it is. It's like LeBron James and Steph Curry bukkakied a cup and put that DNA of talent in this robot. You want to see it?
I would love to see it, yeah.
All right. Shafid, play me in basketball.
Yes, master.
He hasn't made a single one.
I know. I programmed him to miss every single shot and to let me win because I'm a sore loser.
Okay, but you said he has precision accuracy.
Okay, you want to see that? Hey, Shafid, don't miss.
Yes, master.
God damn it, Marvin! I wasted $80,000 on this stupid fucking robot, and he can't do shit! He can't clean up chips, he can't make a grilled cheese, and he can't even play fucking basketball! You know what? Shafid, go to the fucking car! I'm gonna turn you into a toilet to drain the piss from my balls! Go to the fucking car! Get the lamp! Move ass! Move your dick! Oh, God damn it. Marvin, he's not even listening to me! You know what? I'm gonna go get Chives back. Go to the fucking car!
Kill all humans!
So, have you ever been married before?
Oh, yes. I was once married to the love of my life. She was so beautiful.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yes, it was. She was 5'4" with a slim build and dark hair. A Taiwanese ladyboy whose pecker hung from underneath her skirt. But not because the skirt was short. It was quite long, actually, like a dress. She was just very well endowed. But that's not why I loved her. I mean, I'm not gay. She was just the most beautiful woman I'd ever seen with a dick. It was true love. She died that year of the cough.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yes. We now know that the cough is just AIDS. But I don't have AIDS. I always wrapped it up. I wore a dental dam in my ass.
All right, Marvin, I don't want Travis to think that I miss him, so we're going to say that you're unfit and that the robot broke.
You miss me, sir?
Oh, Chive, out of his cage? Where's your squeaky newspaper so I can beat the shit out of you with it?
I threw it away.
Oh, you threw it away? Bad, Chive. Now go get in the car. You're going home.
But I don't want my job back.
Too bad you're hiding.
Marvin, but we adopted him.
No, we did not. He's going back with his owner.
Chives, I mean it. Go get in the car right now. And when we get home, you're going to make me a grilled cheese and you're going to let me beat you in basketball.
But I thought you replaced me with a new shiny butler.
He broke. And also, Marvin's unfit to be a parent. So go get that old ass in the Lamborghini before I iron out the wrinkles on your ass.
Oh, I'm very...
Go, Chives!
You really should be nicer to your butler.
Okay. Anyone else have an opinion I don't give a fuck about? Okay, my turn. I think that you guys should clean up the fucking chips off your couch.
I told you they're hard shell tacos.
And I don't give a fuck. There's an $80,000 robot downstairs not doing a goddamn thing. So you can have him come up here and clean up the chips. However, it might take 7 to 10 business days, but at least it's faster than Marvin doing it.
Kill all humans.
Ah! Fuck up.
What? I thought he was going to try to kill us.
Yeah, he probably was, but I put a stop to that real fucking fast. There's an off switch on his back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so don't turn that back on unless you want to die, so.
Toodaloo.
But, I mean, if we turn him on, he could clean up the chips.
Is it worth it?
Kill!
Ah! Motherfucker!
Savage dude in nature.
Yeah, yeah, he gets stung by wasps and bees and scorpions and stuff, and he gets bit by snakes just to see how much it'll hurt.
Sounds like it hurts.
Yeah, it does, but he does it for our entertainment.
I want to watch one of the videos.
Well, I think he just uploaded a new one. Let's watch it.
Hi, I'm Coyote Peterson, and today I'm going to be getting bit by one of the most venomous and painful spiders in the world, the rare nocturnal ouchie spider. They call him that for the ouchies he gives you, and he only comes out at night. Now, unlike normal spiders, this spider has ears and a low self-esteem, so the only way you can get him to bite you is by calling him names. I'm Coyote Peterson, and I'm about to enter the ouchie zone. Stupid spider! Stupid eight-legged freak! You little land octopus freak! Bite me! Bite me, you ugly little freak! Bite! Ooh, he's biting me! Ooh, 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 ouchie! Ooh, ooh, ouchie, ouchie, ouchie! Oh, I'm saying ouchie so many times because that's how much it hurts because he's an ouchie spider. Ouchie! Ooh, ooh, ouchie, oh, jeez, that hurts so bad! Ouchie, 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 ouchie!
Whoa! That looks like it hurts.
Yeah, yeah, you can tell it hurts because of his facial expressions. That's actual, genuine pain. You can't fake that. You know, he should get an Oscar. I don't see Leonardo DiCaprio getting bit by spiders for his roles. He only gets mauled by CGI bears. But Coyote Peterson, he would actually get mauled by a real bear just to see if it would hurt. And I bet it would hurt. But I don't know, because I don't know if something hurts or not until Coyote Peterson does it.
I know. He's such a badass.
I want to be just like him someday.
The news!
Breaking news, MK! Famous YouTube and TV personality, Coyote Peterson, has been arrested for trying to solicit a prostitute. Let's show the footage now.
Hi, I'm Coyote Peterson, and I've been bitten and stung by every dangerous animal on the planet. So now, I'm moving on to humans. Now, up ahead is a very cheap prostitute. Now, who knows how many diseases she might have, but the cheaper, the more dangerous. So let's find out. Excuse me, ma'am. How much?
$5.
All right, hop in. I'm Coyote Peterson, and I'm about to enter the suck zone.
What? Oh, no!
Coyote Peterson got arrested?
Aw, dude, he was just looking for some love. He was probably lonely.
But if he's in jail, how am I gonna get my weekly Coyote Peterson content?
I need my Coyote Peterson videos!
I can't start my week unless I see Coyote Peterson in excruciating pain.
Well, guys, since he's in jail, why don't we make our own Coyote Peterson videos?
Yeah, we should do that.
Yeah, it would be fun, dude.
Okay, who wants to get bit by an animal first?
Oh, no, not me, dude. I'm not getting bit by no snakes.
I don't want to get bit by an animal because I don't want a disease or something.
I'll do it.
Wait, Cody, you'll do it? You're usually afraid of everything.
But I want to be a badass like Coyote Peterson.
Well, you got to pick a name. You got to have an official name.
Okay, you can call me Coyote Peterson, but like with a D instead of a T. Or Coyote Peterson. Or Cody Peterson. Yeah, I like that. Cody Peterson.
Yeah, Cody Peterson sounds really official.
Yeah.
All right, Cody Peterson, what's the first thing you're going to get bit by?
Ooh, a rattlesnake.
Yeah, rattlesnake.
No. Coyote Peterson never gets bit by anything that could kill him.
Aww. Okay, what about a bullet ant?
But, Junior, they don't live here. They live in Nicaragua.
What'd you say, bro?
I said they live in Nicaragua.
Dude, I look like I need some water. I'm not thirsty, okay? Cracker agua.
What? No, I just mean they don't live here.
We deserve to live here. Abraham Lincoln freed us, okay? We deserve to live here.
I was talking about bullet ants.
Oh, you should have said that.
Okay, Cody, so you can't get bit by a bullet ant. You don't want to get bit by a rattlesnake. Ooh, how about we go to the pet store and we buy a python and let it bite you?
But, Junior, pythons are really known for constricting, not biting.
Okay, well, I've seen Coyote Peterson get bit by a python, so if you don't want to get bit by a python, just say you're not Cody Peterson.
No, I'll do it. I'll get bit by a python.
All right, so let's go to the pet store and buy a python and let it bite you.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Come on. Ooh. Oh, look, Cody, they have a snake right here.
Oh, hey there. Welcome to Pet-O-Rama. Now, that's Pet-O-Rama with a T. I know, the name is really bad. I keep telling them they have to change it, especially if we have kids coming in here. So what can I get you? Can I get you, like, maybe a betta fish, the laziest, easiest pet you could possibly have? I mean, they just sit in their tank and do nothing, and then you just watch them slowly die. It's really sad. You know, some people keep them in cups. I mean, how sad is that? Can you imagine just living the rest of your life in a little cup, stewing in your own juices until you die? Well, anyway, we have a few cups of betta fish over there if you want one.
Oh, no, we're not interested in that. We want a python.
Ooh, a snake, huh? Ooh, you guys must be badasses. Well, have you ever had a snake before?
No.
Oh, well, okay, let me tell you, it's going to get pretty expensive, because you gotta buy the snake, then you gotta buy the bedding, and then you gotta buy the rats he eats, and then, I mean, it adds up.
Well, we don't really need all that stuff. We just need the snake.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not just going to sell you the snake. I have to give you something to put him in.
Well, we don't need to keep him as a pet. We just want to buy him, let him bite my friend on camera, and then we'll release him in the wild.
What? No. What? No, you can't do that. You can't let him go. It's an invasive species.
He's from the wild. We can send him back to where he came from.
Well, he's not from around here. It would mess up the ecosystem. I can't let you do that.
We just need him to bite my friend on camera, and then we'll bring him back.
Okay, why do you need him to bite your friend so bad?
Because he makes these videos where he lets dangerous animals bite him, and then he reacts to it.
Oh, like that Coyote Peterson.
Exactly. This is Coyote Peterson's younger brother, Cody Peterson.
Oh, a celebrity, huh? Well, I mean, in that case, I guess I could let you borrow the python. Yeah, but you'd have to bring him back. And you'd have to give our pet store a shout-out. Now, when you say Pet-O-Rama, make sure you really enunciate that T. Pet-O-Rama. We got a lot of weird fuckers in here coming in thinking it's a safe place for them. And you can spot them a mile away, too. You gotta be like, hey, you, get out of here. Shoot. Scram. Yeah, so just make sure you say that right.
Okay, all right, well, we'll give the pet store a shout-out. So can we get the python so it can bite Cody?
Yeah, he's in there. See, we call him Sleepy because he sleeps most of the time, you know, like one of the seven dwarves. You know, we had one called Grumpy, but he choked out the manager, so we had to put him down. Anyway, I'll get you a Ziploc bag for him. We don't have any boxes left.
Wait, how do we make him make sure he bites my friend?
Oh, yeah, I mean, if you piss him off, he probably should do that. So if you, like, blow him up like a balloon and then, like, tie him up like a balloon animal, or if you skip rope with them, that probably piss them off.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Let me get him out.
All right, Cody, we got the snake. Now come over here and let him bite you.
Hey there, little snake. Hi.
So stop backing up. You act like you're scared of him.
Oh, I'm not scared of anything. I'm Cody Peterson.
Yeah, that's the spirit, dude.
All right, Joseph, you recording?
Yeah, I'm recording, bro.
All right, Cody, let him bite you.
Hey, everybody, I'm Cody Peterson.
Cody, you got to talk with confidence. You got to look at the camera.
Come on, look, dude.
Okay.
yeah, act like you're actually, like, about to get bitten, and you got to scream when he bites you.
Yeah, own it, dude.
Hey, everybody. I'm Cody Peterson, and today I'm gonna get bit by this store-bought python from a pet store, and I think it's gonna hurt really bad.
What's the name of the pet store?
Petoland?
Pet-O-Rama.
Oh, yeah, well, shout out to Pet-O-Rama for giving us this python.
With a Pet-O-Rama with a T.
Yes, yeah. With a T for pets. Okay, Here I go.
No, you gotta do the intro. You gotta say, my name's Cody Peterson.
Yeah, you gotta own it, dude.
Yeah, right. I'm Cody Peterson, and I'm about to enter the snake bite zone. Come on, little buddy.
Make sure you look in the camera when it bites you.
Come on, bite me.
Make sure you scream when it bites you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, bite me. Bite me. Please.
Ow! 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 Fuck! Ow! Fuck! That hurts so bad! Ow! 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 My fucking hand! Ow! Ow!
Oh, dude, that was so sick! Did you see that? Ow!
He got bit! He got bit! He got bit!
Ow!
Hey guys, so the funniest darn thing happened. You guys remember the non-venomous python I gave you guys from the pet store? Well, it turns out that our python supplier actually ran out of pythons. I mean, how does that even happen, right? I mean, you're a python supplier, you ran out of pythons, how does that even happen? What's going on? But anyway, it turns out he thought it would be a really funny silly goose prank to cut the tail off an eastern diamondback rattlesnake and give it to us, telling us it was a python. So, that python we gave you was actually an eastern diamondback rattlesnake, which just so happens to be one of the most venomous snakes in the entire country.
Whoa, that's so cool! That means in my YouTube video, we can say that he got bit by a rattlesnake instead of a python!
Yeah, and you know what else is really cool? He's having an allergic reaction to the venom, which is also a deadly hemotoxin that's causing his cells to die, it's causing his organs to fail, and it's causing tissue death, which you can see right here in his hand. Look, kids, it's dying.
Oh, wow, so what can you do to stop it?
Well, we could probably suck the venom out if somebody here was really good at sucking. Nurse, good at sucking?
Do I need to go to HR again?
No. I just wondered, you know, what your head game was like. I mean, your hair is always up in a ponytail, so I thought maybe you were always ready.
That's it. I'm going to Linda in HR.
No, don't. Ugh. Well, anyway, I'm not going to suck the venom out. I just brush my teeth, and that would taste yucky. You know, like how you drink orange juice after you brush your teeth, and it's like it just tastes bad? Ugh. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Ugh. Well, anyway, I think I can use some antivenom. That should clear it right up.
Okay, so I just give him the antivenom, and what else?
Yeah, and then you can just take him home and show him some Coyote Peterson videos to cheer him up.
Ooh, you know what we're going to do? I'm going to upload the video we filmed, and maybe he'll get 1 million views, and that can pay for his medical bills.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. I'll get the antivenom.
All right, Cody, come on. You're going to be a superstar on the internet. Alright, Cody, I know you're in a lot of pain, but the video of you getting bit by a snake has over 3 million views!
Dude, how does it feel to be famous?
Oh, wow. Be humble, Cody. Be grateful. He's like, oh, I got 3 million views? Blah, what does that mean?
Sometimes we get the wrong people fame.
I feel like I'm dying.
Alright, Cody, I understand you got 3 million views, but you're not that famous. You're not suffocating from all the fame, Cody.
The news.
What? You want to go on the news? You think the news should cover you because of how famous you are? Wow, you're not Mr. Beast, Cody. You got one one-hit wonder. You just got one video. That's all you got.
The news. What?
The news.
Breaking news, okay. Coyote Peterson has posted bail and is out of jail. And he has released a new episode to try to rehabilitate his image. Let's watch that episode now.
Oh, guys, a new Coyote Peterson episode's about to play.
Oh, dude, I can't wait.
Fuck Coyote Peterson.
Cody, don't say that about your idol.
Yeah, watch your mouth.
Hey guys, it's me, Coyote Peterson, and I saw online where some amateurs were trying to steal my thunder, specifically somebody named Cody Peterson. Cody Peterson, I have a message for you. Suck my left nut, because today I'm going to be getting stung by the Africanized killer honeybee. No one has ever survived being stung by one of these, but today, it's gonna be me. I'm Coyote Peterson, and I'm about to enter the sting zone. Ooh, it's gonna hurt so bad. Ooh, that sting's gonna hurt so bad. It's gonna hurt. Ooh, he's stinging me. Oh, ouchie. Ooh, ow, 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 ow. Ooh, that stings so bad. Oh, that's a bad sting. Ooh, ow, 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 ow. That's a big old stinger right in my arm. Ow. Ooh, ow, ow, ow. Ooh, that stings. Ooh, ouchie. Ow. Ooh.
Dub, hunky boy in the tub. Oh no, what if I drown? Good thing I have a hunky lifeguard watching me. Oh no, I'm drowning. Somebody needs to give me ass to mouth. Ooh.
Hey, Cody.
Oh, hey, Jeffy, what are you doing here?
I'm going to dump diarrhea in your bath.
What? Ew, that's gross. Hey, kid, let's get out of here. Come on.
All right, Mark.
Marvin, I have the iron. It's hot.
Please be careful with it.
I'll be careful with it, Marvin.
Hey, dang, I poured the diarrhea in the tub while someone was taking a bath.
Why would you do that, Jeffy?
That's disgusting.
But that's what you told me to do.
No, I said pour it in the tub, not while somebody was in it.
Well, they don't teach you that in school.
Jeffy, go stand in the corner.
For how long?
6 minutes.
That's like forever. What if I starve?
Okay, 5 minutes.
Okay, but if I die, I'm gonna call Child Protective Services on your ass.
You're 18 years old, Jeffy. You can't call Child Protective Services.
Well, in that case, I'm not gonna stand in the corner.
Go stand that ass in the corner.
I'll have to. Make it 4 minutes. I'll think about it.
Okay, 4 minutes. Just go.
What about 3.5?
Oh, Jeffy, I don't care how long you stay in the corner. I just want you to learn your lesson.
What about 2 minutes?
Go stand in the corner.
All right, I'll do it for 1 minute and see how I feel.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with him? Why does he act like this?
All right, I'm back.
What? Jeffy, that was only like 5 seconds.
I got scared.
Of what?
Earthquakes.
We don't have earthquakes in Florida, Jeffy.
Well, I thought I heard one.
What? Go to your room.
And play video games?
Will that make you learn your lesson?
Maybe.
Just go to your room. Oh, my God. Why is Jeffy like this? It's his fault we're even in this situation. If he would have poured his diarrhea all over the jersey, we wouldn't be doing this. Is it dry?
Oh, my God. I forgot.
What? Take it off.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
Marvin, I'm so sorry.
You bitch. You burned the signature off.
Jeffy distracted me with his chit-chat.
Oh, my God. What are we going to do?
I don't know.
I mean, it's dry now, but, oh my God, just take it upstairs. Just take it upstairs right now.
Okay.
You move.
Okay.
Okay, baby, what are we going to do? The signature is burnt off, the bottom of it's cut, the top of it's still stained. I don't know what to do.
Well, Marvin, hear me out. Look. If we flip it over, right, it looks okay on the front, and we could fake the signature and sign right here on the 2, still cut the bottom part off, and hope he doesn't flip it over.
Wait. I mean, yeah, we could just say that it was always signed on the front the whole time.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, you grab the scissors.
Okay.
And you start cutting, and I'll grab a Sharpie.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, baby, I got the Sharpie.
Okay, I cut the bottom part off.
Oh, yeah, that looks real good.
Thank you.
So I'm going to sign the 2. I forgot how the signature looked.
Just write Jimmy Butler.
Okay, I'll try. Okay, baby, I just signed it.
Marvin, you didn't even write in cursive.
I don't know how to sign Jimmy Butler's name in cursive. I only know how to sign my name in cursive.
You didn't capitalize the J?
Look, I did the best I could. It's still signed by him, right?
Yeah, I guess it's okay.
Oh, no, baby. The jersey, it smells like Dawn dish soap. It's supposed to smell like sweaty man.
Oh, no, Marvin. What do we do now?
Jeffy, get in here.
Yes, Daddy?
Jeffy, when's the last time you washed your balls?
Strong 2 weeks, Daddy.
Do they smell bad?
Well, let me check. Yeah, they're bad, Daddy. They're right.
Okay, can you please rub this jersey all over your balls?
Sure, Daddy.
Oh, yeah, get up in there.
There you go, Daddy. Pleasure doing business with you.
Oh, God. Oh, that's disgusting, Jeffy. Oh, my God. Okay, I think the jersey's perfect.
Ooh, go, Jimmy. Go, Jimmy. Go. Ooh, Jimmy Butler. Okay, there we go. I think I'm done watching highlights. Should I wipe? No, because Jimmy doesn't wipe because he's nasty, and I want to be nasty just like Jimmy. I'm going to have dirty cheeks just like Jimmy. Should I flush? No, because that's how nasty I am. If Jimmy's going to be nasty, I'm going to be nasty too. Hey, everybody, I'm back from the bathroom.
Did you have a good time? Was the toilet nice?
Was the lights bright enough for you in there?
Wow, I didn't know you guys were so interested. Yeah, I mean, I shit a lot, but I didn't wipe because Jimmy doesn't wipe.
What a good boy. Good pooper. Good job.
Wow, I'm getting weirdly turned on by this. I think I have an appreciation kink, because it doesn't happen very often. God, I need to go to therapy. Oh my God, Jimmy signed the front too? That's so cool, because he signed the back in cursive. And it makes sense that he would do it twice, because Jimmy does everything twice. That's why his number's 22. It's 2 twice. Yeah, he even shoots 3s twice.
That was a 2.
Yeah, but that makes sense, because it's like 2 twice, you know, and 2 is twice the points of 1.
Yeah, so, you know what I think you should do? I think you should walk home and only look at the front of your jersey.
But I want to stay here and watch the Heat game with you guys.
Oh, that could only happen if we had cable, which we don't.
What are you talking about? You guys watch TV all the time.
Well, we lost our TV remote, so we canceled the cable because we thought we'd never watch TV again.
The remote's right here.
Oh, well, we still don't have cable.
Look, it's working. You guys have cable.
Oh, damn it.
But why damn it? Aren't you happy you have cable?
I'm just mad at the whole situation.
Okay, well, I want to see the back of my jersey.
No. We've been looking at the back of it all day. Why don't we only look at the front of it? I mean, the front's so cool. It says Heat.
Yeah, it does say Heat. And hey, I mean, I have Heat on mine too, but this is the away jersey. This is the home jersey.
Oh, thank you.
for telling us that.
You know what? I really like it. I do really want to see the back.
No. Don't look at the back because you don't want to jinx Jimmy Butler before the game. It's a jinx to look at the name of your favorite player before a game.
But it is?
Yeah, it's just like seeing your wife on your wedding day. It's bad luck.
Wow, that explains why all of my marriages have failed. It's because I saw my wife on my wedding day.
Marvin, that's before the wedding.
Before the wedding.
If I ever get married again, I'm not showing up to the wedding at all. I'm not even going to look at her.
Oh, okay. Well, look, I think you should take your jersey home.
You know what? I really do want to see the back because it doesn't matter if it's a jinx. Jimmy doesn't need the luck, okay?
Wait, bad luck.
Jimmy, what the fuck happened to my jersey?
Listen. I want you to look at it. If you look at it really closely, right? Uh-huh. Look at it really closely. See, it might look burnt, right?
It looks burnt, yeah.
Okay, that's because it is. But if you remember, Jimmy was on fire during that game.
Well, yeah, of course he was on fire. He's Jimmy.
Yeah, he was shooting threes, and they're called the Miami Heat because what they do is they add this flame retardant. The material to the jersey, so when a player plays really well, they can light the player on fire, and you can only see it in person. And so after the game, he was so hot during that game that once he handed you the jersey, it started burning up because it was exposed to sunlight.
Huh. I mean, everything you're saying makes sense, and it makes sense to be on the back, too, because he does carry the team on his back.
Yeah, he played so good that day, he carried the whole team on his back, and that's why the back of the jersey's burnt, and that's why he signed the front of the jersey, too, because he knew the back of the jersey was going to burn up, and that's why that happened.
Yeah, Jimmy, you're so smart, but still, though, I don't remember the jersey being this short.
Oh, well, the bottoms of the jersey, they burn off, too, because he gets so hot down there from running around his genitals.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Jimmy does have a hot dick. I've said that about him. It really heats up when he plays. Okay, I'm just really glad my jersey's okay.
Yeah, your jersey's fine. It's exactly how it was. It's what happened.
Okay, good. Let's watch the Heat game.
Bucks are going to win.
Yeah. Well, no, they're not. Okay, so shut up. Hey, Marvin, I think it should be a boys-only watch party, huh? How about you go watch the WNBA? Oh, wait, I forgot. Nobody watches that.
I'm glad we burnt and cut up your jersey.
What?
Guys, you ready to go practice trick-or-treating?
I still don't understand why we need to practice trick-or-treating. We've been doing it for years without a problem.
Because, Cody, this is a dress rehearsal for Halloween. We make sure our costumes look good and make sure we say trick-or-treat right.
How do you say trick-or-treat wrong? You just say trick-or-treat and then they give you candy.
No, Cody, you have to say the whole thing. That's how you get more candy. You say trick-or-treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat.
And then the ref. If you don't, I don't care. I'll pull down your underwear.
I like that better.
What, no, we're not going to say that. We're not going to say, if you don't, I don't care, I'll pull down your underwear. Like, you're threatening to assault them? You're threatening to pull their underwear down? Who wrote that, Bill Cosby or Jared Fogle?
Well, that's just how it goes, Jimmy.
We're not saying that part. See, this is why we have this whole dress rehearsal, so we say it right, because if you say that, we're going to get arrested. All right, so I think we have the whole gang. We got Joseph as Scooby.
Ruh-roh, Raggy.
And we got Penelope as...
Daphne.
And we got Cody as...
Elma.
And then we got Fred.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Shaggy. Wait... We're missing a character. We're missing Scrappy-Doo.
Oh, we don't have a Scrappy-Doo.
Oh, Chef Petey would be a good Scrappy-Doo.
But we don't even have the costume.
I'm going to go ask him if he wants to be Scrappy-Doo.
But we don't have the whatever.
Come on, guys. He has to see our costumes.
Okay.
I'll make him want to do it. Hey, Chef Petey.
No, not right now, Junior. I'm making fried fruit by the foot.
That sounds yummy.
Wait, you guys just like Courage the Cowardly Dog for Halloween? Wait, you're 4 days early, though.
No, we're not Courage the Cowardly Dog. I don't know what would make you even think that. I mean, I guess I could be Muriel and Junior could be Eustace Bag. But no, that's not what we're doing.
But Joseph is the dog!
No, we're Scooby-Doo.
Never heard of it.
Impossible. Everybody's heard of Scooby-Doo.
Well, I didn't, because I never had a TV growing up.
Well, I feel like it still would have gotten around somehow.
Well, it missed me. It never got around. What do you guys want?
We
want
to know if you want to dress up like Scrappy-Doo.
Who?
Well, Scrappy-Doo is like a little Courage the Cowardly Dog who's also an asshole.
No, I want to be Clifford.
Oh, you've heard of him. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Who hasn't heard of Clifford the Big Red Dog, you idiot?
Okay, but we don't even have a Clifford costume or a Scrappy-Doo costume, so I don't even know why we're asking you.
Come on, guys. Let's go practice saying trick-or-treat.
Bothering me and my fruit fried.
It's good to be a billionaire. What the?
Charge, get in here!
Yes, sir.
Empty, more yummy.
Very well, sir.
Hurry, Charge, I'm parched like a pear tree.
Oh, come on.
Taz, your blindfold! Put it on! I don't want your life to be too easy!
Oh, very well, sir.
You better not spill it. I swear to God, if you spill one drop on that counter, I'm gonna beat your ass.
You know what? I'm going to come watch.
Oh, where is it?
You better not spill it. That is Poppy Rosé 2007.
But, sir, I can't see.
Didn't you go to Butler School or some shit?
Well, they didn't teach me this in Butler School.
Well, they should have. Wasn't it on your resume that you were the best blindfolded wine pourer?
Sir, you just made that up.
No, I didn't. You better start pouring.
I just don't see under what circumstance anyone would ever need to blindfold themselves in order to pour wine.
This one. Now get to pouring.
Oh, very well, sir. I think I'm getting it, sir.
Look what you did!
There's no way! Well, I swear I was pouring it in the glass, sir!
Chives, I'm tired of you screwing around. Now get your ass out there in the yard and pick up the gardener shit.
The gardener defecates in the yard?
Yes! You know he's not allowed in the house, that old stinky fuck.
Oh, very well, sir.
Go! Keep him near him! Get in here! Mess time!
You pour for me, Mr. Goodman?
Yes, mess time.
Oh, do you want me to get back on my knees?
No, that's yummy time. This is mess time. Clean it.
Oh, so do you want me to make a mess with my mouth?
No, take your hand and a napkin and rub over the table, oh, and clean up the fucking mess.
Oh, so you just want me to clean up this wine with this napkin?
CeCe's Pizza. Yes, yes, pizza. Now I'm gonna go make sure Javier the gardener didn't leave his orange picking ladder under my fucking orange tree, or else he's going right back to Chihuahua, Mexico.
Okay.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! She didn't even clean up the mess! Bad, Quinceañera! Bad! You're fired! No more job! Bye-bye green card.
Sir, she's dead. She's been stabbed in the back.
And you know what that means, Chive? That means you're going to have to pick up the slack around here and start doing all her jobs. That means cleaning the house, giving me blumpkins.
Oh.
Give me thank you, Tom.
No, sir, anything but that. I really think we should just call the police.
Okay, you do that. I'm going to go Google up some cities in Mexico where I can find a new one.
Oh, where's my phone? Oh, I got to call 911.
911, what's your emergency?
Please help, there's been a murder!
Oh, do you know who did it?
No, it just happened! I have no idea who could have done it!
Well, don't worry, because you're talking to a clue master. Let's see, it has to be Colonel Mustard in the study with the candlestick.
And the only movie Junior thought to bring was Max fucking Keeble's Big Fucking Move!
It's a good movie, I promise. Also, I really have to pee. Where's the bathroom on the space shuttle?
Oh, I forgot to tell you kids to pee before you left, because there are no bathrooms in there. Maybe find a bottle or something?
Oh.
There are no bathrooms.
I'll just hold it, Cody. It's gonna be fine.
Yeah. I think you can just hold it, Junior. I think you can just hold it for 6 fucking years. Yeah. Just go ahead, try to hold it, Junior. Junior, do you know what our reality is gonna be for the next 6 years? We are going to be watching Max Keeble's Big Move while we piss and shit our pants. That's hell. That's what hell looks like. We are in hell right now. I would rather be in a North Korean work camp than this, because at least they have bathrooms. I think.
But they don't have Max Keeble's Big Move.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess we are winning on that front, are we, Junior?
Look, just watch Max Keeble's Big Move. The movie will cheer you up, I promise, buddy.
Oh, good.
So, Cody, what'd you think of Max Keeble's Big Move?
It wasn't fucking big enough, I'll tell you that. It wasn't 6 years big. It wasn't that big of a move, Junior.
It's a good movie, Cody.
It was okay, but if you told me I could only watch one movie for the next 6 years of my life, it wouldn't be Max Keeble's Big Move. That wouldn't even be in the top 10,000 list of movies.
It's in my top 25.
No, it shouldn't be. You need to watch more movies, which we could have been doing for the next 6 goddamn years.
Okay, look, I think you're just hungry and you need to eat.
What did you bring to eat?
I brought a pepperoni pizza.
A pizza?
Yeah.
One pizza.
Yeah.
Junior, you needed to bring us food for the next 6 years. This isn't going to last us 1 year or 1 month or even 1 week.
Once again, I was in a rush. I didn't have time.
Oh, yeah, you were in a rush. You were clearly in a rush. You grabbed one pizza and one copy of Max Keeble's Big Fucking Move.
Should I have grabbed 2 copies of it?
No! You should have done literally anything else.
Okay, look. There has to be more food in here. Look at this, Cody. Look, under the cupboard thing. It's over here. 12 years worth of raisins? Look, they even overpacked raisins in case we get super hungry.
12 years?
What's wrong?
Junior,
I just realized something, and now I'm even more upset.
What?
It's going to take us 6 years to get to Jupiter, and it's going to take us another 6 years to come home. That's 12 years of Max fucking Keeble's big fucking move! Junior, I can't do it. I can't take 12 years of Max Keeble. My Max Keeble was 6 years. I can't do 12 years, Junior. I'm going to die up here.
Let me just eat some raisins and calm down.
I don't want to eat any goddamn raisins, Junior. I don't want to be here. I want to leave, and I can't even hang myself because there's no gravity.
Oh, and then we didn't bring a gun either.
No!
Okay, look, let's just turn on the behind the scenes to Max Keeble.
Are you sure, Junior? Are you sure you want to do that now? Maybe we should do it next year, or the year after, or the year after that, or the year after that!
Well, the movie just ended. I think that's our 1,000th time watching Max Keeble's big move.
Keeble. Max Keeble.
You okay, Cody?
Me with Keeble.
Oh, you want me to restart it?
Yeah, Keeble it up. You know, Junior, I tried to claw my eyes out a year ago, but that didn't work.
I know, I can tell that, buddy.
You want to roleplay Max Keeble again?
Oh, we've already roleplayed Max Keeble 5 times today.
But what else do we have to do?
Okay, fine.
I'll be Max Keeble, you be my parents.
All right.
Mom, Dad, I'm getting bullied at school.
Well, your dad got a new job in another city, so we're going to move.
Oh, cool. I guess that means I can do whatever the fuck I want with no consequences because nobody's going to know where I am after I move.
Hey, Max, we're not moving anymore.
Oh, shit. I ruined my whole life. I'm Max Keeble.
Yeah. Hey, you want another box of raisins?
Sure. Why not? That's all I know. I don't even remember the taste of the pizza we had in the first 2 days. You remember the pizza time, Junior? The beautiful pizza time in the first 2 days?
I remember, buddy.
I missed that. Keeble, Keeble.
Max Keeble?
Keeble, Max.
Max Keeble.
Max Keeble, Keeble.
Keeble, Max, big.
Big move, Keeble.
Max Keeble.
Big Keeble move.
Keeble Max.
Keeble big.
Big move.
Keeble big move-le Max.
Max Meeble.
Max Meeble move-le Meeble Migga Biggle.
Keeble Max move.
Keeble Miggle Biggle Wiggle.
Oh my god, there's a ship coming towards Jupiter! We'll have to use our tractor beam to intercept it to bring him on board and find out who they are.
Big Keeble Max move?
Big Max Keeble move.
Move Max Keeble.
Big Keeble move.
Keeble Max big?
Max Keeble?
Big move.
Max Keeble big move!
What are you guys doing near Jupiter? We guard Jupiter to make sure no one gets too close, because the dust makes you stupider.
Well, Keeble's big move.
Keeble Max move.
Max is Keeble's move.
They're speaking some kind of weird language.
Max Keeble's big move?
Big Keeble move.
Listen, if you guys don't have anything to show us that's to prove you're not space pirates, I'm gonna have to vaporize both of you!
Keeble's big move, Max!
Keeble big move!
Max move!
Max Keeble's big move!
What is that?
Max Keeble's big move.
Let me see this. Max Keeble's big move.
Big move.
Laugh out loud funny.
Keeble.
Max Keeble.
I want to laugh. You know what? Since you guys gave me something cool, I'm going to go ahead and teleport you back to the home planet.
Big move.
No, Max Meeble.
No, Max Keeble.
Max Keeble, no. Max Keeble. Max Keeble.
Big Max
Keeble's move.
Big Keeble,
Max. Max Meeble's move.
Big Keeble.
Big move, Keeble.
Big Keeble.
Big Keeble move. Max Keeble. Max Meeble Keeble.
Max
Meeble Keeble.
Max
Meeble Keeble.
Max Keeble.
Big move, Keeble.
Keeble, Keeble. I mean, we're home.
Oh my god, Cody. We're finally home after 6 years! Look, the red couch!
Junior, you know what this means? I can finally take a shower and wash all the shit that's been caked on my ass for the last 6 years.
And we can eat something other than raisins!
And I can finally watch something other than Max Keeble's big move! But now that I'm home, I think I really just want to watch Max Keeble's big move and eat raisins and shit my pants.
Okay, Cody, we can do it one last time, but then we have to stop, okay?
Okay, put on Max Keeble's big move.
Cody?
What?
The aliens have the only copy of Max Keeble's big move.
No! No! Junior, I need my Max Keeble! I don't know how to live without Max Keeble's big move! No! Keeble!
Jeffy.
Okay, it's okay. It's okay. We can be a canine unit. Just get in the car.
What happened to your legs?
What do you mean? I've never had legs.
Oh, okay. I was gonna ask that.
Yeah.
Jeffy, get in the f***ing car.
I was sniffing your butt for drugs, Dad. Gee.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
Dude, we should play Truth or Dare.
That'd be so fun. All right, Cody, Truth or Dare.
But why do I have to go first?
Truth or Dare.
Fine, Dare.
I dare you to call your parents and say you died.
Dude,
That would be so hilarious.
Wait, you want me to call my parents and tell them that I died?
Yeah.
They're gonna know it's me when they hear my voice.
Can't you do like a cop impression?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, it's gonna be so funny.
No, dude, I can't wait for it.
Okay, it's ringing. Hello, Cody? No, ma'am, it's not Cody, it's the police. We found your son's phone in the road because he got hit by an 18-wheeler. Oh my god, all 18 wheels? Yes, ma'am, even the spare tire fell off and hit him. Is he dead? I'm afraid so, ma'am. Yeah, he was flattened like a pancake. Oh, thank God. What? Hey, Tyrone, Cody's dead. We're finally free.
What? Cody's dead? Oh, thank the Lord Jesus. Our son is dead. I mean, boo-hoo, boo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
We can finally go on that cruise.
Yeah, baby. You're going to get all the cream pies you want. We're going to make another one.
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you for telling us the good news, officer.
So were they sad?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were very sad, and they were crying, and it was very clear how much they loved me.
Oh, that's so funny. They cried over you dying. Who would? Imagine.
Right.
All right, someone asked me truth or dare.
Truth or dare?
Dare.
Okay, I dare you to go throw all of Chef Pee-Pee's food on the ground.
Oh, yeah, actually, I don't do that every night.
Yeah, true. My burnt turkey club sandwich is almost done. I can smell the flavors. Wait, Julia, what are you doing? Julia! Come back out! Let's make dinner! Hey, Joe! Oh, my birthday clothes are
wearing. All right, Cody, I did it. And Chef Pee-Pee got really mad.
That's funny.
All right, Joseph, truth or dare?
Truth.
You don't want to do dare?
No, dude, I choose truth.
You're such a wuss.
Have you ever killed anyone?
On accident or purpose?
On purpose?
Yeah.
What happened?
You only get one question, dude.
I don't think I want to know anymore.
All right, Jeffy, truth or dare?
Dare.
Ooh, dude, I dare you to crash a car into a tree.
What, Joseph, no, you're not supposed to hurt anyone.
Don't do it.
What, no, Jeffy.
See, he has a helmet on. It's safe.
Right, he's not going to do it.
And he also is the only one of us that has a car.
No, this is a bad idea, guys.
I'm going to do it and I'll show you.
What? No.
He's doing it. He's actually doing it.
He's going to be the Truth or Dare champion.
The Truth or Dare God.
Jeffy, I really wouldn't do this.
And lose your dare?
Yes!
Jeffy, I think the smartest decision is to not chase those Dragon Balls anymore.
Me.
What the hell is that?
Hey, what are you doing?
Fat, barrel-chested woman acquired.
Excuse me?
You are coming with me.
Hey, you. Get away from my mommy.
Photon laser.
See, Jeffy, that's why you have to cut this Dragon Ball shit out. There's a random robot in the house.
Sciatic pain.
What? Ow! My sciatic nerve! Ow!
No one gets on my daddy's nerves except for me.
Why didn't it work?
I am impervious to energy blasts. Photon laser. Now come with me, Tubby.
Jeffy, go save her! Go save her right now!
I can't. I'm too weak.
No!
Maybe you're right, Daddy. Maybe I should give up the Dragon Balls.
No, don't give it up. Go get Rose and then give up.
No, Daddy. He's too powerful.
No, Jeffy, come on. You can fight him.
I quit.
You have yellow hair. Jeffy! My sciatic nerve, Jeffy. It hurts. It hurts so bad. Go get Rose. Jeffy!
Oh, I'm so excited for my fat, beautiful queen!
Master, I have brought you a fat, barrel-chested female as you requested.
What is this? She is not fat!
Thank you!
Well, she is a little bit fat, but I want it big, obese, gigantic, like my 600-pound life! Well, she is a little barrel-chested, so I'll give you that.
Hey!
I'm sorry, Master, I have failed you.
Yes, you have! And since you can't do your job right, I will take care of her myself! Come with me, not very fat lady!
I'm a failure. I couldn't even save my own mom. I'm too weak.
What's going on, Jeff? You got your depressed hair on.
My mom got kidnapped, and I'm too weak to save her. I'm giving up forever, Junior.
Don't give up. You can get stronger. You can go save her.
No, I can't. I'm a failure, and I'm never going to be strong enough again.
Well, there's this guy I know. He can train you to be stronger.
How? How, Junior?
Well, all you have to do is bring him a cheesecake, and he'll teach you how to get stronger.
If I bring him a cheesecake, I'll be strong enough to save my mom?
Yeah, I think so.
Then let's bring him a cheesecake. I have to save my mom, Junior.
Come on, let's go.
All right, Jeffy. There's the cheesecake. Grab it. Okay. What are you losers doing in my kitchen?
Oh, no. It's Chef Pee-Pee.
Put that cheesecake back before I turn you into mincemeat.
Oh, no, Jeffy. We're going to have to fight him.
I can't. I'm too weak.
Okay. Then I guess I'm going to have to fight you.
Oh, you're no match for my death fingers.
Oh,
thank God I beat him to it. I thought he had me. All right, let's go grab my phone off the couch and put my wig back on, and then we can go give the cheesecake to the guy.
Okay.
Oh, look, there's my phone.
I'll get it.
Well, Jeffy, how can you eat cheesecake at a time like this? Rose is kidnapped. You need to save her.
Well, that's exactly why I need the cheesecake, so I can get stronger.
No, cheesecake's not going to make you stronger. It's going to make you have diarrhea.
Hopefully.
Well, look, there's the news.
Breaking news, McKay. A mad scientist has kidnapped a woman, and he has something he wants to tell the world. Let's go to that now.
Be quiet! Hello, world! I am Dr. Gero Finkelschitz, and my mustache is falling off, goddammit. Would please? I bet you're wondering why I'm on your television screen. Well, I will tell you. I want the Dragon Balls, and I will execute this not very fat lady every... Hold, please. I will execute this not very fat lady in 24 hours if I do not get the Dragon Balls, and I will execute another not fat lady, whatever, if I don't get the Dragon Balls in another 24 hours. And if you're thinking about stopping me, don't, because I have this very scary robot who will kill you. Thank you very much.
Oh no! That crazy scientist is gonna kill Rose! You have to get the Dragon Balls and give them to him!
Or I could get the Dragon Balls and wish for Mommy to be safe, like she just poofs out of there like poof.
Or we can get the Dragon Balls and then go beat up that scientist and get Rose back, and then we can use the Dragon Balls to wish for something cool like a spaceship. Or you guys can say screw it to the Dragon Balls and go beat up the scientist right now and get Rose back before he kills her.
Well, I gotta go get strong first. I got your phone, Junior.
You better hurry, Jeffy! You better hurry!
Look, Jeffy, there it is. There's the chamber.
What are you doing in my swamp?
Well, Mr. Shrekami, Jeffy's mom, she got kidnapped, and we need to go save her because she'll be killed in 24 hours, so we were wondering if we could use your chamber to train.
Do you even know what this chamber is? It's a hyperbolic time donkey chamber. Every hour spent in this chamber is equivalent to one day here on Earth.
I know, and that's why we want to use it to train.
Well, the only way I'm going to let you use my chamber is if you bring me the Sara Lee creamy cream cheesecake!
Jeffy, hand it to him.
Oh, there she is. The Sara Lee classic creamy cheese, creamy cake, smooth and creamy, no artificial flavors, cheesecake! I will now make love. You guys go ahead and go in the chamber and do whatever you have to do.
All right, Jeffy, you go in first, and then after 12 hours, you come out and let me go in.
Strong as fuck.
Whoa, Jeffy, you look so strong. My turn.
Hold on there, donkey. Only one entry per cheesecake. So if you want to go into the chamber, you have to bring me a creamy, cream cheesecake.
But we only had one cheesecake.
Well, then get the hell out of my swamp.
Oh, I want to be strong, but at least you're strong now, Jeffy. Let's go.
Fuck yeah, Daddy. I'm ready to kick the shit out of somebody.
Whoa, Jeffy, what happened to your hair?
I put gel in it, and I also went super Riri, too.
So you're strong enough to go save Rose?
Yeah. Come on, Junior. Let's go kick some supernatural ass.
There! I had to take your mouth because you were being so annoying with all of the please don't kill me and I don't want to die! Shut up! Well, now it has been 23 hours and 59 minutes, so in 1 minute I can finally kill you!
Hey, stop right there. Stay away from my mommy.
You are too late, man who uses too much hairspray!
It's actually hair gel.
Well, it doesn't matter because I'm going to kill your mommy!
May not.
Come on, Jeffy, let's kick his ass!
It's pointless to even try! Android 19, kill them!
Yes, master.
Come on, Jeffy, I got this. It's just a stupid little robot.
Sciatic pain.
My back! Oh my god, it hurts!
I think.
You done did it now. I'm gonna power up my RPMs, my retards per minute.
I already told you that your attacks are pointless.
What?
Yeah, I lost a chromie, but I found it.
Me.
Android 19, what the hell was that?
He is too powerful, Master.
Well, do something, kill him!
Critical malfunction, global self-destruct, happening in 10 seconds.
Yes, you hear that? Global self-destruct, now you're in trouble. Wait, did you say global? He's going to blow up the entire world, do something, kill him!
You fucking did it, fuckhead.
Take him somewhere! I don't want any part of this!
Instant transition.
Oh my god, I'm a girl. Give me awards, woman of the year.
Oh wait, wrong one. Instant transmission.
I brought us in space so when you explode, you won't hurt anybody. Oh, wait, what about me?
Okay, here's your wife.
What? Rose, you're back?
But where's Jeffy?
Oh, well, I got my ass kicked by the robot because he kicked me in the sciatic nerve.
What? Mine too, he hit me in the back.
Is Jeffy okay?
What? Look, the news!
Breaking news, UK. A robot was going to self-destruct and destroy the entire world. But some guy named Jeffrey took the robot into space and sacrificed himself to save the world. But he is dead.
Wait, Jeffy's dead?
No!
After a grueling battle where Jeffy rescued his mommy, he made the noble sacrifice to save the Earth, blowing himself up in the process. Will Marvin and Junior's sciatic nerves ever recover? Is Jeffy really dead? Find out next time on Jeffy Ball Z.
Second day of kindergarten.
There. Has anyone seen my square piece? I can't find my square piece.
No!
I think you stole my square piece.
I didn't steal your square piece. I'm coming.
Who stole my square piece?
Keep out, Dr. Duck and Mrs. Duck Poo-Poo.
You're not freaking Poo-Poo.
There's no way to go, idiot.
Shove the box up your ass.
How about I shove them up yours?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Don't touch my box, you freaking nerd.
Okay.
Hey, Cody, this piece won't fit.
Well, that's because you got the cow and the pig confused again, Freddy.
Oh, you're so smart, Cody. You should be in a higher grade.
Yes, I should be.
Hey, Cody, I learned a new word from my dad last night. You want to hear it?
Okay.
Hooker.
Hooker?
Yeah, my dad said he wanted to go eat out a hooker.
Oh, he must have been talking about a hook and ladder sub from Firehouse Subs.
Then why did he say it was going to be so hot?
Because they heat up their subs. That's why it's called Firehouse.
Is that why he came home with red sauce all over his face?
Yeah, he must have gotten a meatball sub instead.
Oh, I want a hooker! Miss Fitzpatrick, can I have a hooker?
Mikey, stop it! We do not say that word!
Why are you getting so mad? A hooker just means a sandwich.
No, it's not. If I hear you say that word one more time, you're going in the timeout chair.
Okay, jeez. I don't know why she doesn't like sandwiches.
All right, class, we're gonna start the day. Class!
Mom ain't raised no bitch!
Your mom didn't raise you at all!
Exactly!
Alright, mate. There's one donut left.
I guess we could play rock, paper, scissors for it.
Well, that won't work, because our hands can only do paper.
Yeah, you're right. Paper, paper, paper wouldn't really work. How about we play I Spy, and whoever can guess what the other person's looking at gets the donut.
Alright, I'll go first. I spy something green.
Is it the grass?
Damn it!
I spy something... I spy something yellow going very fast.
Is it the sun?
Well, no, Simmons, the sun doesn't move.
Well, it kinda does, because we orbit it.
Well, no, but we're going around the sun. We're moving. The sun's not moving.
Well, what if it's from what we see? Like, you know how the sun goes up and down?
No, Simmons, I already said it's not the sun. It was that car that just drove by very, very fast.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, so you lose, and I get the donut with the rainbow jimmies. Now, we're still gonna pull that guy over. I'm just gonna eat the donut while I'm driving. Dispatch, we have a car that's not pulling over. I repeat, he's not pulling over, and this donut is delicious.
What train should I run into?
Dispatch, he's going off road.
How about that tree? That's the one.
Holy shit! Dispatch, he just crashed into a tree. Stand by, we might need an ambulance. Let's go check on him, Simmons.
Sir? Are you okay?
I won truth or dare.
I wonder if Jeffy crashed that car.
Hey, kids, get off our couch! Get out of here, you bunch of goobers!
Marvin, you could have said please.
No, this is our couch. We sit here.
Hey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you rubbing your ass on the couch.
What, the cops? What are you doing here?
Oh, well, your son Jeffy crashed his car into a tree.
What? Is he okay?
He's hurt.
Oh, my God!
How's the car?
Marvin!
No, seriously, how's the car? Like, is it okay?
Oh, it's totaled.
What? Are you sure?
Yeah, come look.
Oh, no.
Does this look totaled to you?
What, Jeffy did this?
Yep.
Oh, I am so sorry, officer.
Hey, that Mop 3! Look what he did in Mop 3!
What?
This is the mayor, Tuna Fish Terry. He's mad because your son crashed his car into this tree.
Yeah, me and my high school sweetheart, we getting underneath the tree.
Yeah, he says he kissed his high school sweetheart under this tree, so he's mad that your son crashed his car into it. Also, I think your son might have started a forest fire a while back that burned this tree, so yeah, he is suing you.
What, suing?
Yeah, goddamn right. I'm gonna throw the tit out. You can get more tooth fit.
What?
Yeah, he's suing you.
Okay.
Marvin, is Jeffy okay?
The car's totaled.
But what about Jeffy?
He's right here. I put my doctor outfit on because we're going to be talking about doctor stuff.
Jeffy, are you all right?
Well, my neck is broken.
Yeah, he has a hairline fracture in his cervical vertebrae.
Is he in a lot of pain?
Oh, this right here is like a 6 out of 10. See, this one time I had testicular torsion where my nuts get all tangled up and twisted around. That was a 10 out of 10. And believe me, I'm a doctor. I know. I know how to read that little smiley face chart.
So is everything going to be okay?
Oh, it's okay now. Yeah, they did a surgery and get it untangled. It's kind of like when you put your headphones in your pocket and they come out all tangled, except it's my balls.
Not with you, with Jeffy!
Oh, yeah, he's fine. He's got a neck brace on. My balls do still hurt sometimes, though.
Well, as long as everything's okay with Jeffy.
Well, he is getting sued by the mayor for hitting the mayor's favorite tree with his car.
Aw, is the tree all right?
Oh, I mean, nothing happened to the tree. It was the berries that got a little tangled up on the vine, but the tree's fine. I mean, it does have a slight natural curve, but I looked it up and apparently that's normal. And sometimes it's even more pleasurable for the woman. Oh, you guys aren't talking about my dick. You're talking about the tree that he hit. No, I don't know. I'm not a botanist, man.
Don't they study robots?
Look. Okay, Jeffy has court today, so I gotta get ready because I'm actually the lawyer he's going up against in the trial, so I have a lot of paperwork to do, and I have to change clothes for the third time today.
Oh, Jeffy, now we have to get you a lawyer because you have to go to court. We can't even afford a lawyer. Just go to court. Just go do it. I don't care.
Oh, no. Soy el honorable juez Boober. Wait, no, sorry, that was in Spanish. I just had a Spanish language case before this one, and I haven't adjusted yet. I'll start over. Order! I am the Honorable Judge Boomer, and today we will be hearing the case of Jeffy versus Tuna Fish Terry's tree. Now, Tuna Fish Terry, tell me what happened.
I just think I'm a bad party, stupid, all of a sudden that car come around the corner, hit my tree, I was like, yeah, made me almost feel stupid.
I didn't understand anything he just said. I speak Spanish, but I don't speak whatever the hell that was. Can we get an interpreter, please?
I'll translate for you, Judge. My client was trying to say that he was sitting on his back porch eating tuna fish when he saw a car come around the corner and hit his tree, and he was so startled he almost spilled his tuna fish. I was actually a cop pursuing that vehicle, so I can confirm all of that is true.
Oh, I see. Now, Jeffy, why did you crash your car in the Tuna Fish Terry's tree?
My friends and I were playing Truth or Dare, and one of my friends dared me to crash my car into a tree. So I ain't no bitch, so I didn't.
Ow! Jesus. What were you saying? I'm sorry.
I was playing Truth or Dare with my three friends, and one of them dared me to crash my car into a tree.
Oh, it was a dare for Truth or Dare. I see. Well, who dared you to crash your car into that tree? Because it's their fault. I mean, obviously, you're going to do the dare. You're not a bitch. So who dared you to do it?
It was one of my friends. I can't remember which one did it.
I see. Go grab his friends. If they're not here, go grab them. It's a court order. Just tell them that and then bring them here.
What's going on?
Am I in trouble?
I ain't saying nothing, dude.
You three boys were playing a game of Truth or Dare, and one of you dared Jeffy to crash his car into a tree. So who was it? Who was it? God damn it, tell me!
Look, guys, if we don't tell them anything, they won't know.
It was Joseph!
Look, y'all are snitches!
Aha! So you were the dare of the dare. And the rules of Truth or Dare clearly state that the darer of the dare shall not be spared, but the doer of the dare shall be spared of any bodily harm or property damage they may have incurred as a result of doing a dare. What I'm trying to say is, Jeffy is cleared from this case. But you, Joseph, you knew Jeffy was going to do the dare when you dared him to do the dare, so this is your fault and Tuna Fish Terry should be suing you. I order you to pay Tuna Fish Terry for the damage to his tree, which is whatever he says it is. It's a tree. I don't know. It's sentimental.
What? I don't have any money to pay for that. Judge, I didn't do it.
I don't want to hear it. This case is closed. Boom. Now, if you'll excuse me, I will drink my orange high C. Come to me, high C. That is delicious. And very high in C. If I were a pirate, I could sail the high seas. And I wouldn't even get scurvy because it's very high in vitamin C. Case dismissed.
Oh, I hate you guys!
Well, he did make the dare.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate you guys! I don't want to be around you! Leave!
But this is my house, Joseph.
Well, go into another room then!
But this is my house, Joseph.
Oh, shut up!
Well, you did dare Jeffy to crash his car.
That doesn't mean you have to snitch on me then!
But you did dare Jeffy, so it was your fault.
Duh! That doesn't mean you have to tell!
Whatever, Joseph. Look, we're still playing Truth or Dare, so I dare you not to be mad.
Well, how much did Tuna Fish Terry want for his tree anyway?
He wanted $100, and I don't have that type of money.
$100?
Yeah.
Well, I have that much in my wallet.
Well, give it to me!
Well, no, it's my $100.
Well, you don't need it.
Well, I want it. I'm gonna buy a new tea party set.
Hey, Cody, I dare you to give Joseph that $100.
No, it's not worth it.
I double dog dare you to give Joseph that $100.
No, I don't care.
I triple dog dare you to give Joseph that $100.
Shit.
Last time on Jeffy Ball Z. Just when Jeffy finally got to use a wish and everything seemed peaceful, a mysterious figure emerged from the darkness. Is he friend or foe? Let's find out.
So we're cool, right? Right, ma'am? We're cool? Right? We're cool?
You got me and my wife killed.
Yeah, but I died too, and hey look, we're all back to life now, so we're cool.
But you didn't know you were gonna die.
No, but everything worked out, so we're cool.
But if you could go back in time and make that same deal, but you know you won't die, would you do it again?
Oh, yeah, for sure. But that guy's dead, so I could never do that, so we're cool, right? Right? We're cool? I can tell by the look on your face that we're cool. Yeah, we're cool. I'm gonna leave.
Jeffy, you gotta cut this Dragon Ball shit out.
But Daddy, if I collect all the Dragon Balls, then I could wish to be the biggest super sandwich the world has ever seen.
No, Jeffy, you don't have to look for any more Dragon Balls. Just cut it out because you got us killed last time.
But I want my wish.
No, Jeffy, you already used a wish.
Well, I had to use it to wish you guys back alive. Now if I get another wish, I can wish for infinite wishes.
I mean, you could wish for infinite wishes.
After 20 years of experimentation, I, Dr. Gero Finkelschitz, have finally completed the perfect android, the perfect tool for world domination, Android 19, which is way cooler and more successful than my last experiment, COVID-19, which I really thought was going to cure the flu, and boy was I wrong. That was a huge disaster. But anyway, Android 19 will show the world just how smart and sexy I am, and all of the women of the world will say, Dr. Finkelschitz, you are so smart and sexy, and they will want to rob my big, beautiful, uncircumcised brain, especially the fat ones. I am a bit of a chubby chaser. I want to be able to grab any part of her and it feel like boobies. Don't judge me. Okay, now, Android 19, rise and go find me the sexiest, fattest woman to be my queen.
Yes, master.
I'm a man of my word.
Okay, I'm taking it up. Now let her go.
Okay, well that's not fair. I didn't know you were gonna have another mask under that one.
It doesn't matter. You didn't ask if I had another mask on under that one, so now you let her go.
You and I both know that's bullshit. I wanted you to remove your mask so I could see your face.
It doesn't matter. A deal's a deal, so you have to let her go.
You're right. He's right. Get out of here! Looks like it's just me and you now, Batman.
Hold on, I gotta take her home first.
Oh, come on, really? You're gonna make me wait here while you take her home?
No, that's okay. I'm calling an Uber.
See, Batman? She's calling an Uber.
But I really wanted to take her home. I was trying to get some tonight.
Oh, well, I don't want to be a cock.
I was trying to give her some bat dick.
No. The Uber's almost here. I'm fine.
You hear that? You're out of time, Batman. God damn it. I had a bat, Chubby. Now who am I gonna use it on?
I know someone you could use it on.
I get to be a dad.
How about we fight to see who's on top?
Come on, Joker, show me what you got.
What's your tomato, Batman?
Car.
There's the car coming, guys. Come on, everyone out of the road. We gotta be safe.
Oh, actually, I think that's my Uber.
It's your Uber.
Are you really drinking a bottle of water right now?
Yes, because doing this voice is a pain in my ass. I don't know why I don't just use my regular voice. Hey, why didn't you get an Uber Black?
I can't afford it. It's too expensive.
Oh, well, I'm rich as fuck, so you missed out.
Well, why didn't you get me an Uber Black?
You don't want any bat dick.
No, I didn't. You know what? Bye.
All right, well, enjoy your Uber pork.
Now, where were we?
Well, hold on, Joker. Hold on. Wait for the car to drive off. They might call the cops.
Oh, no, you're right. You know, nothing wrong with extra safety precautions.
Exactly.
Is that the Joker and Batman fighting?
Please keep driving. You don't want to know.
Yeah, I've always wanted to meet them.
You don't want to meet them.
All right, Joker. The car's gone.
Now, where were we?
Well, hold on. Let's set up some rules first.
Okay.
First of all, no weapons.
All right.
Second of all, no one can die.
Those are your rules.
All right, let's go. Got you, bitch ass. I sucked the shit out of you, didn't I?
That's it. You know what? You remind me of my father. I hate my father.
Sounds like daddy issues to me. You should go get that looked at.
Oh, daddy issues? Yeah. I'll show you daddy issues.
Yeah, there was a girl once I dated in college. She had daddy issues. And she was a freak. A freaky freak. God, I miss her. Hey, I said no guns.
Oh.
Officer Guy, get in here.
What is it, sir?
Well, we haven't heard from Batman in a while, and crime's been really bad lately with that Joker fella running all over town doing all kinds of bad stuff. So we need you to light up the bat signal and let Batman know we need him.
Well, I would, sir, but the bat signal's out of batteries and it won't light up.
Well, then put more batteries in it.
But see, sir, it's really late at night and nowhere is open except for the 24-hour bank and gas station, and I don't think they have batteries, so I think I'm just going to go to my friend's house. I think he has some batteries.
Okay, you do that.
How may I help you, sir?
Oh, yes. I would like to withdraw $20 from my account.
All right. What was the name?
Oh, Pee-Pee.
Excuse me?
Chef Pee-Pee.
What is your legal name, sir?
Fernando Pee-Pee Strongbottom.
What is your name? Okay, let me see. Oh, I'm so sorry. You don't have $20 in your account.
What? How much do I have in there?
-$5.
God. I guess I owe y'all money, huh?
Yes, you do.
Well, can I get a loan, please?
Well, let me see your credit score. Oh, no. Your credit score is 7.
Oh, 700? Whoa! We hit them!
No. It's just 7.
God, I didn't know I could get that loan. I guess you'll never see me in here again.
Next!
Oh my God, embarrassing! Oh, my bad, I'm sorry. Just trying to leave. Well, I'm trying to go this way. Okay, so which way are you trying to go?
I'm going that way.
Okay, well, I'll stay right here, you go.
Okay, thanks.
God damn, get in my way. Oh, another damn clown. What the hell is this, a clown convention?
Say something like that.
Oh,
we're robbing this bitch.
Okay, well, I won't be the one that stops you.
Now, give me your money.
Whoa, you want my money? Oh, how about you ask that nice lady behind the counter over there? She'll happily give you the -$5 in my fucking account. Good luck with that, my nigga.
Okay, then.
Bring her here.
Please don't hurt me!
Oh, I'm not gonna hurt you, as long as you open that safe.
But I could lose my job!
Or you could lose your life!
No, please, no!
You know, you look a lot like my mother. Did I ever tell you how I got these scars?
No, I've never met you before.
Come here.
So my mother was a crack addict and a whore, and she used to make me sandwiches and forget to cut the crust off. And I don't like the crust. Not one bit. Well, one day, Mother decides to make me a sandwich, a bologna sandwich, and she forgets to cut the crust off. So I say, Mother, you forgot to cut the crust off. And she says, just eat the damn thing. It's not that serious. And I say, it's very serious. And she says, well, I'm going to do something about that. So she goes and grabs the kitchen knife. And she puts it in my mouth like this. And she says, why so serious? And I said, I wouldn't be so serious if you'd cut the damn crust off the bread. And she says, let's put a smile on that face. So I think that she's going to cut the crust off, because that would put a smile on my face. But instead, she just carves a permanent smile into my face. So now, no matter when I eat a sandwich with crust on it, I'm always smiling.
Okay.
Now open the damn sandwich.
Okay.
Take your time.
I'm sorry. I'm trying. Okay, turn the wheel.
Timmy, just leave.
Oh, thanks. So, you guys want to come over to my place and play 7 minutes in heaven?
Yes.
No, you're grounded, young man. So you get that little caboose behind this train, and you tell your friends, see you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile. Gotta go, buffalo. See you soon, raccoon. Be sweet, parakeet. Take care, polar bear. In a shake, garter snake. Hit the road, happy toad. Can't stay, blue jay. Bye-bye, butterfly. Give me a hug, ladybug. Toodaloo, kangaroo. Time to scoot, little newt. Till then, penguin.
Okay, I think you guys should just leave.
All right. Adios, hippos.
That one wasn't even good.
Hasta mañana, iguana.
Okay.
So, guys, what do you want to do tonight since we can't do anything fun?
Let's go and pop them fireworks.
Yeah, let's go pop them.
No, guys!
To play Laser X Ultra Laser Tag?
Oh yeah, dude, I'm ready to shoot some stuff up. Pew, 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 pew.
Guys, I'm the best at Laser X Ultra Laser Tag.
No, you're not, Cody. We just got it today. We haven't even opened it.
I know. I was just lying to seem cool.
That's right. Now shut up. So let's open up this box and play it, guys.
Oh yeah, dude.
Hold on, guys. I'm getting a call from my mommy. Hello? Cody, you forgot to do your chores this morning. Come home and do them now. Oh, sorry. Well, can't I just do them tomorrow? No, Cody. What if tomorrow never comes? What if the sun explodes? Okay, well, first of all, if the sun explodes, then the chores won't matter. And also, our sun's not going to explode, because it's a yellow dwarf. In a few billion years, it's going to expand into a red giant, and then after that, it's just going to turn into a white dwarf. Okay, smarty pants. You spent all your time learning about stars.
instead of learning the vegetables. But, Mom, I already know my vegetables. Okay, then, name the green one. Mom, a lot of vegetables are green. Broccoli, Cody. The green one is broccoli. Mom, there are other green vegetables, and you couldn't name a single one. Now come home and do your chores, or I'm going to throw away all your Laffy Taffy. Not my Laffy Taffy. Okay. Sometimes I just want to kill my mom.
I feel you, bro.
I wish I had two hot gay dads that would make out all the time.
And that's where you lost me.
All right, guys, I'm going to go home and do some stuff. Don't play laser tag without me.
But Cody, now we have to wait on him.
Aw, man, I want to play Laser X Ultra.
That's so stupid. Let's just watch TV until he gets back.
Jeffy's only on sale for a little while. Might as well go and buy one. Only on sale for a limited time. Might as well buy 100. Buy Jeffy's U2s right now. Buy Jeffy's U2s right now. Hey everyone, there's a Jeffy U2s on sale for a limited time only. So go buy one and enjoy it. Thank you.
Breaking news, Unkei. A serial killer is on the loose murdering women. A lot of women's bodies have been found around town, and there are currently no leads or persons of interest.
Oh, dude, a serial killer! No way!
That's crazy. That doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, dude, that's a movie.
It really is. Hey, look, Joseph, we're serial killers because we're killing cereal.
You can't believe this, though.
Yeah, it's insane. Wait, you know what's really sad? There's someone out there getting brutally murdered, and we're sitting on the couch and we munch.
Because murder is like wild, like impacting that. It is really life, you know? Murder.
I didn't understand a single thing you said, Joseph.
Me too.
Hey, guys, I'm back. Let's play laser tag.
Whoa. Cody, why do you have a shovel?
Oh, I had to do some chores.
You, like, look crazy.
Oh, yeah, well, my mom wanted me to get rid of this wasp nest, and I had this bottle of wasp spray, but then I was about to spray it, and then the wasp came right at my face, so I swatted at it, and then my glasses fell off, so then I tried to spray the wasp, but then I was holding the bottle backwards, so I sprayed myself in the eyes, so then I'm running around, because my eyes hurt, and I'm getting stung by wasps, and I step on a cat's tail, and it starts scratching me all over my body. And then, my mom wanted me to dig up this old time capsule her parents buried back in the 90s, and I tried to tell her it's not gonna be there, because we don't live in the same address as you did when you were a kid, but she wouldn't listen, so I had to dig up the whole yard, and obviously I didn't find it. So I've just had a hell of a day. You guys eating Lucky Charms?
Yeah, we were watching the news. There's a serial killer going around killing women.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's crazy. Like Ted Bundy?
Wait.
That's crazy that you know another serial killer that would kill women.
Well, I mean, he's pretty popular.
And it's even crazier that you have a shovel, dude.
Yeah.
Well, I explained the time capsule thing, right?
I don't know. It's just a convenient story, though.
Yeah, it's really weird. You also said right before you left that you wanted to kill your mom, and you weren't gone that long.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, you guys don't think I killed my mom?
Yeah, they kind of, you have a shovel. You're covered in scratches like someone was fighting back.
Right.
No, this is from the chores.
No, your eyes are holding secrets that you can't tell, dude.
Yeah, you have some crazy look in your eyes. Yeah.
Well, no, guys, I told you what happened.
Oh, so if you called your mom right now, she'd answer?
Well, yeah, but please don't make me. She's gonna make me go look for the time capsule again.
I think you should call your mom.
Call that.
Okay, fine. I'll get my phone. Okay, I'm calling my mom.
Put it on speaker so we can hear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, Dad?
Wait, Cody, what the hell you want?
Where's Mom?
I don't know. The last time I saw her, she was outside with you.
Yeah, she wanted to show me a wasp nest and show me where the time capsule was buried.
Look, I don't know anything about all that. I'm just sitting here with my car waiting on my cheese pizza to come, bro.
Okay, well, can you please go find Mom?
Look, I'm not getting out this damn shower. I'm busy.
Wait, shower? I don't hear the shower running.
Because you know how much water is, Cody? I'm not wasting no damn water.
Wait, so you're just standing in the shower naked waiting for a cheese pizza?
Did you not hear me when I said my dick was hard?
No, I heard that. I was just glossing over it because I didn't want to think about it.
Well, my dick is hard and I'm waiting on my cheese pizza to come.
Yeah, I got that. Okay, but, wait, why do you have Mom's phone?
Because she likes when I make little videos for, you know, surprise her, kind of like a little peep show.
Ew. Okay, look, if you find Mom, can you please just have her call me?
Yeah, but it's going to be a little minute. I'm going to be busy in here until my pizza get here.
Okay, thank you. Look, guys, my mom's not dead.
It's just weird she didn't answer the phone, Cody.
Well, you heard him. He's standing in the shower, naked, with his dick waiting for a cheese pizza. He's crazy.
It sounds like you killed your mom. You told your dad to cover for you with that story.
What, you think I came up with that? Nobody could come up with that. I'm surprised we did.
It's just really weird, Cody, because you said you wanted to kill your mom. Your mom's not answering. Your dad has not seen your mom since you were there.
I didn't murder my mom.
What if we're next, Joseph?
I don't want to be next, dude.
Wait, you said he only kills women, right?
Who?
The serial killer.
I didn't even think you were that serial killer. I thought you were your own killer. Now I think you're that serial killer.
No, I'm not any kind of killer.
Well, you just brought up that you only kill women.
No, I don't kill women. I don't kill anybody.
I don't know. Something's weird. Yeah, something's up because you had a shovel and your mom's missing. And, I mean, I don't know. Maybe your dad killed your mom.
What, maybe, but I didn't.
Wait, so your mom is dead?
No, she's not dead.
That's weird. He said my mom's not dead. He said maybe.
No, she's not dead. I don't think. I didn't kill anybody, okay?
Just wait right here, Joseph.
No, dude, I don't want to die.
Well, you say you only kill women, right?
I don't kill women.
So, Joseph, you're safe.
Not a killer.
Junior, why'd you have me come over here so fast? And what's with the knife?
Well, we need four players for our Laser X Ultra Laser Tag game.
Junior, that's a two-player game.
Damn it, it's only two players? How are we all going to play?
Back up, Penelope. You don't want to be a woman around Cody when he's mad.
What are you talking about?
They think I'm a serial killer.
Oh, that's why you have the cereal and the knife.
No, actually.
It's because he killed his mama.
I didn't kill my mom.
Then why'd your dad answer your mom's phone and he couldn't find your mom?
My dad wouldn't look for her.
Because she's dead as hell.
She's not dead.
Oh, yeah? Then where'd you bury her?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't bury her.
He doesn't know where he buried her. He forgot where he buried her.
Oh, my God.
Guys, I didn't kill my mom.
Okay.
Come on, Joseph. Let's go to Target and buy another Laser X Ultra so we can have two more controllers. So, Penelope, you're going to be here alone with Cody. Oh. And, Cody, there's a knife right here.
Okay.
So you can cut your Lucky Charm marshmallows in half because they're too big for you to swallow.
I don't have a problem swallowing marshmallows.
Come on, Joseph.
So, how are you today?
Well, I've had better days.
Well, why do you look like that?
I got scratched by a cat.
Oh.
What, Junior? God damn it.
What are they doing?
They're waiting for me to kill you.
Please don't.
I'm not going to. They just think I will.
Well, can I have some cereal?
Sure.
No! Penelope, he might have poisoned it!
Well, how would I have poisoned it?
You had wasp spray that you were trying to kill wasps with. Maybe you sprayed all over the cereal so you could kill Penelope.
I didn't even kill the wasp with the spray. I got it in my own eyes.
Very suspicious, Cody. Very suspicious. Listen, Penelope, he's a serial killer. You should probably want to go because he kills women.
I don't kill anybody.
What? There's the news!
Breaking news, MK. Another dead woman's body has been found, but this time it was burned beyond recognition.
You sick son of a bitch. Burned beyond recognition. You lit your own mom on fire.
I didn't light my mom on fire.
Then who did?
I don't know.
So she is lit on fire.
No!
Dude, we're dealing with a different type of animal.
Yeah, crazy, just psychotic man right here. A mastermind of crime. Yeah, literally just not mentally all there.
I didn't kill my mom.
So you're telling me right now that body on the news is not your mom?
I mean, okay, there is a very, very, and I'm talking an impossibly small chance that might be my mom.
I like when the truth slowly starts to come out.
Just pull it out of
them. Yeah, when you interrogate a murderer, they just want to give you bread.
But it's not my mom.
Okay, how do you know?
Well, I guess I don't know for sure, but it's not her, okay?
So I like how there's a woman out there murdered that might be your mom, and you're not running home looking for her. You're not calling your mom or dad again.
Well, that's because I don't think it's her.
Just emotionally numb, dude.
Yeah, you just have no emotions or feeling or worry in the world.
Oh, I have emotions. You're pissing me off.
Well, there's a woman right here, and I kind of want to be single.
What?
Here's a knife.
What? You guys sound more psychotic than I do.
You're the one who may or may not be a mom killer, and we just want to know.
I'm not gonna... I didn't kill anyone.
Okay, well,
I'm gonna kill your girlfriend, too. Goddamn.
That's weird. He just wanted to kill you.
No, I said I'm not going to kill her. I said I'm not going to.
Back up, baby.
That I wouldn't do it.
I'll protect you, baby.
You want me to do it? I'm not going to do it.
He's just talking to himself. He has voices.
Oh, he's losing it, dude.
Yeah, I'm going to go make a phone call. I'm going to go order a pizza.
Wait. Don't call the cops. If you call the cops, I'm going to be pissed.
I said I'm ordering a pizza. You're so like, worried.
Oh, bro, he's on edge.
Yeah, you keep thinking people are going to call the cops on you. No one's calling the cops on you, buddy. You're so paranoid. Only a murderer would be that paranoid. I'm going to go order a pizza.
He's calling the cops. Hey there, somebody call the cops? God damn it, Junior, I knew you called the cops.
Dad, I'm scared.
So you're the guy who's been going around killing women, huh? No, I didn't. Then what are those scratches from? I got scratched by a cat.
He doesn't even have a pet cat.
It was a stray.
Well, I would arrest him for lying.
Okay, well, I'd like to arrest him, but I don't have enough evidence because I'm already supposed to be on administrative leave because I tried to arrest Tyreek Hill before his football game. Yeah, I had the Jaguars money line. I was trying to make some cash off of it. Anyway, I can't arrest him unless I have enough evidence.
Well, he did have a muddy shovel.
That's suspicious. I was trying to dig up a time capsule. That sounds like a lie.
He did say he wanted to murder his mom.
Because he didn't want to do his chores.
But I didn't, though. Yeah, that is pretty suspicious.
And then I told him to call his mom to prove she was alive. His dad answered with his dig.
Okay, but he was...
Kill the flies! That must be him! Hello?
Where is it? Where's the goddamn fry?
What is that?
This is my assault rifle. It shoots salt at fries and kills them.
Salt kills flies?
Yes, because to fries, salt is like little tiny bullets. See the salt? Yeah, because real bullets are too big to kill the fry.
Well, is it gonna kill the flies?
Oh, it's gonna kill them real good.
Okay, come upstairs. Look, look, look! All the flies are in here!
Oh my god, that's a swarm of flies! Now which one of them called me pussy?
I think it was that one.
Oh, you're gonna die, you son of a bitch!
They're dropping like flies!
Oh no, I ran out of salt! It's time to whip out Old Faithful. This is for my grandfather! He ain't no pussy! And neither am I! Oh no! They're taking me away! Help me!
Ivan, what are we gonna do?
Oh no! They're getting me too! What's going on?
They tied us up, and they're gonna kill us if they get my grandmother!
I don't wanna die!
I don't wanna die either!
Listen up. Today, you killed 13 of my brothers, so you will be punished with your lives. Currently, we are spreading lighter fluid around your house, and Tommy here will use this match and set your house on fire, burning you to death.
Yeah, I'm gonna burn you all to death, you pussy!
Damn it, I didn't get him.
Oh, come on, can we work something out?
Nope, you're gonna die, so don't even try escaping, because we have flies guarding the door.
Oh, man, I don't want to die.
I got an idea. We can call my son. He's very good at killing flies. But if someone can reach into my pocket and grab my phone, we can call him for help.
My hands are tied up.
So are mine.
Oh, my God. Jeffy, your hands are free. If you can just reach into his pocket and grab his phone, we can call his son. Just hurry.
Hurry.
All right, I'm looking for it. I think I got something.
That's my egg roll.
Oh. Oh, okay, I found your phone now. All right, it's ringing.
Hello, welcome to Great Wall of China Restaurant. How may I pick you up?
Yeah, can I get two orders of yum yum rice, please?
Oh, yeah, the rum and rice. Anything else?
Oh, don't forget the egg roll. You got one in your pants.
Ooh, I want some spring rolls.
And an order of spring rolls, please.
Oh, yeah, the spring roll. You want something to drink with that? Only $6 a month.
What are you guys doing? Tell them about the flies.
Oh, yeah, your daddy's tied up and there's flies everywhere.
Holy shit, the flies got the back hapu. I'm on my way.
He's getting on his way.
Is he bringing the spring rolls?
Forget about the food. We're about to die.
Wah! 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 Die, you stupid fry. Where's my papu? Wah! 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 Die, you motherfucking fry piece of shit. Wah! A papu. I come to save you.
You did good, too.
Did you bring the spring rolls?
Shut up about food. Untie us.
Okay, I will untie you.
Yeah, you gotta untie us so we can avenge your great-grandfather.
The papu. Whatever happened to the great-grandfather? You never told me.
I think you're old enough to know, too. Everyone got time for a story?
I'd like to be saved first.
I'll tell you a story. Your great-grandfather was a warrior. A Chinese samurai defending the Great Wall of China from the Mongolian fries. The fries would try to fry over the Great Wall to take over China, and he would shoot them down with his bow and arrow and cut them in half with his sword. And after a long day of battle, he'd go home and he'd make a bowl of chicken fried rice, and he was eating it with his chopsticks. And as he'd take a bite, a fry into his mouth. And he started choking, like, and he fell over and died. I was just a little kid at the time, and I woke up and went into the kitchen holding my Branky to get a glass of rice milk. And I see my grandfather on the ground, and I say, "Wake up, grandfather, wake up!" And I poke him with his chopsticks, and I find out he's dead, and I cry. So I take his samurai sword, and I go outside and practice. And next day, I go out and kick Mongolian fry ass to avenge my grandmother!
That story is so sad. I wish I could have met my great-grandfather.
That's why we have to kill all the fries to avenge your great-grandfather.
That made me want to kill every fry.
Can you untie us first?
Sure. Come here, fry! Whoa!
Go get him, too!
Why didn't he untie us first? Jeffy, use your open hand and cut us open. Okay, I got the rope off. Let's get out of here.
We gotta go see if my son, too, needs help. He might need backup.
But the house might burn down.
Yeah, we're getting out of here. Come on, Jeffy.
Well, then it's up to me.
My meatball sub is almost done. Get out of here, you stupid fly!
Me, pussy!
Wait, what'd you say?
What the?
Oh, thank you for killing that fly for me.
This is no problem.
Oh my god! Tommy, no! Get him, guys!
Wait, where did all these flies come from? I'm out of here!
Oh, you're dead now, and no one's here to save you. There was salt in the pantry.
You saved my life, Father.
No, Two. You saved my life by carrying all those fries. You just like your great-grandpa.
I'm like a great-grandpa. I'm so honored.
Yeah, let's go celebrate with some chicken fried rice and some rice milk.
Okay.
Marvin, I'm so glad all those flies are gone and that the house wasn't burned down.
We're never opening a window ever again.
Oh, my God, Marvin, there's a fly left.
Kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it.
No, no, don't, Tony. I'm a bundle.
Oh, Marvin, it's just a baby fly. Can we keep it?
What the?
Good job, too.
It's dead now.
Well, now time for Bill. You call exterminator and we exterminate.
I forgot that I had to pay you guys.
Get him, too.
What the? Ow! Next time you pay, pussy boy.
Yeah, pussy.
Are they gone?
Oh, man, Marvin, I love National Ear Cleaning Day. The day once a year where you get with your best friends and clean each other's ears out. And you really have not been cleaning your ears in the last year, Marvin. This is my third Q-tip just in that one ear.
Yeah, I can't wait for you to get to the other ear because it's really clogged.
Hey, are you cleaning your own ears over there?
Yes.
You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to let one of us do it.
I didn't know.
You know what? Come get a Q-tip and clean my ear.
Ew.
Yeah, we'll have like a conga line of ear cleaning.
Okay. Get back in there. Can I please turn on, like, the TV? Because that noise is really gross.
Okay.
Do you like cheesecake? Do you like strawberries covering your cheesecake? How about a big old slice of New York cheesecake? Or maybe four slices of cheesecake? How about endless cheesecake? Only at the Cheesecake Factory. Make sure to stop by for endless cheesecake.
Endless amount of cheesecake? I'd be so sick if I ate that much.
What, all of the cheesecake there is? Yeah, I guess you would. I think anybody would.
How do they afford to get out that much cheesecake?
Well, maybe their cheese supplier is your ears because you have so much cheese in your ears. Are you cleaning his ears?
Yeah.
Clean my ears.
But he needed help.
Hey there, Couch Donkeys. I just saw the commercial for the endless cheesecake at the Cheesecake Factory, and I have a gift card. So who wants to go with me and eat the fluffy, creamy, cream cheesecake from the Cheesecake Factory?
Oh, I am so down. I love cheesecake.
I want to go.
I don't like cheesecake.
You don't like cheesecake? Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
She's joking.
She better be joking, because you don't say you don't like cheesecake in front of me.
I know, but we all like cheesecake. You like cheesecake, right?
No, I love cheesecake.
I love cheesecake, so let's all go to the Cheesecake Factory.
Okay, we can take my car. Shotgun!
You don't want to drive your own car?
No, I called shotgun. Somebody drive my car.
I'll drive.
Oh, man, Marvin, I love the Cheesecake Factory. Their menu's so big, it's like reading all the Harry Potter books at once, except you get to eat them.
I don't have a menu.
Hello, welcome to the Cheesecake Factory. My name's Clarissa. What can I get started for you tonight?
How about two more fucking menus?
Excuse me?
No, it's fine. We can share one menu.
No, Marvin, come on. Make her do her job. For the next hour, we own her. She has to do everything we say. Juggle!
Shrek, tell her what you want.
I'll have the cheesecake.
Oh, you heard about our endless cheesecake special.
Yes, I have, and I have a gift card!
Alright, well, what can I get you started to drink?
Well, take a cheesecake, put it in a glass, and I'll drink that.
Okay, and what about for you, sir?
I don't know. Let me just look at my menu. I bet you wish you had a menu, Marvin. Then you'd know what kind of drinks they have. Do they have Coke or Pepsi? You don't even know, because you don't have a menu.
I'll just have a water.
Oh, come on, Marvin, make them work for it! Water's too easy. Me and Marvin both want a strawberry slushie.
Okay, I'll be right back with those.
Well, I don't even like strawberry slushies.
Yeah, well, if you had your own menu, you could make your own decision.
All right, sir. Here's your cheesecake in a glass.
Oh, my creamy, creamy, cream, cream!
Okay, and here are your strawberry slushies.
Actually, Marvin has informed me he thinks they're icky, so he doesn't want his.
Oh, I can take it back. What else would you like to drink?
Can I just get a Coke?
We only have Pepsi products.
God damn it, Marvin! Get a menu!
I'll drink the smoothie. I like the smoothie.
Settling, Marvin! Settling!
No, I think he's ready to order something.
Oh, would you like to start with an appetizer?
Yes, we would.
I don't think we should get appetizers. We're using Shrek's gift card. We don't know what the limit is.
Marvin, he's fucking Shrek. He's loaded. He has DreamWorks money. And I hear there's another one coming out, so I'm pretty sure he's going to be fine. Now, if it was Lord Farquaad, then I would be concerned, because he might be a little short.
Piss off, the Incredible Hulk? No? Yeah, I can do better. Who knocked on your front door last? The Incredible Hulk? Yeah, it's not really working, is it? Okay, how about this? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not the glass in your front door, because I'm the Incredible Hulk, and when I knocked, it broke the glass.
Stop with the Incredible Hulk jokes. They're not funny.
Yeah, you're right. No, that's working. Who did you piss off? A rock thrower? You know, because they say don't throw rocks at glass houses. In glass houses? Who did you piss off? The Rock? Painted green, so he looks like the Incredible Hulk?
Well, take this seriously! Listen, a crime was committed. Someone broke into my house with a bowling ball!
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll come in. But, do I open the door or just crawl in through the hole?
Just crawl in!
This is silly.
See, look, there's a bowling ball right here, and someone threw this through my door, and look at all this glass!
Did they steal anything?
No, they just threw the bowling ball and left.
My God. I can only think of one man who would leave a bowling ball as a calling card.
Who?
Bobby Bowlinghams.
Bobby Bowlinghams? Who's that?
Yeah, let's come upstairs and I'll tell you. Let's get away from all this glass.
Okay.
Oh, good, Marvin. The cops are here. What's he saying?
I have a story about who I think the perp is. Bobby Bowlinghams.
Bobby Bowlinghams?
Yeah, sit back. Let me tell you about him. So you remember the story about my nemesis in high school, Billy Bowlinghams, who lost his hands in a train accident, replaced them with bowling balls. He was really good at bowling. I challenged him to a swimming race. He drowned. You know the story. Well, Billy had a younger brother named Bobby Bowlinghams. I had a wood shop class with him, and he was so sad about his brother Billy dying that while we were cutting wood for a wooden race car project, he cut his hands off and replaced them with bowling balls like his brother. Ironically, he wasn't as good at bowling. He wanted to avenge his brother's death by getting payback on me, so he asked me if he could wash my car to save up cash for his brother's funeral, so I felt bad for him and I told him yes, but washing a car with bowling ball hands went about as well as you'd expect. He dented my car all over and smashed the windshield. I was so mad, I just knew he did it on purpose. Then, at prom, I was with my hot date, and I asked Bobby if he would get me a glass of punch, so he tried to grab the ladle to pour some punch into the cup, but his bowling ball hand smashed the bowl and made the punch spill all over my date and my rented white suit. It was so embarrassing. I just know Bobby did it on purpose. So I just know that bowling ball through your front door was because of Bobby. He's always trying to make my life more inconvenient just because his brother died.
Well, that would make sense if there was a bowling ball through your front door, but the bowling ball went through my front door. It has nothing to do with you.
Well, you see, Marvin, that's the genius of Bobby. He's a born tactician. Every move is a pawn off the board. He's playing four-dimensional chess, Marvin. He knows that I'm over here all the time because he's probably been following me. So he knew that you would have me fix your front door for $500, and of course I'm going to do it because it's $500.
I wasn't going to ask you to fix my door. I was going to call a company.
Well, you see, Marvin, that's exactly the genius of it. He knew you were going to say no, and I would want $500. So I'm going to go downstairs and fix your front door, and you're going to give me $500, just like Bobby wants us to do, because if we go off script, he's going to come up with something even worse. This way, whenever he shows up, we'll be ready for him. That ought to do it. All right, Marvin, the door's fixed.
What is this?
A fixed door?
Well, no, I didn't want wood. I wanted glass right here.
What, so another bowling ball can come crashing through? I don't think so, Marvin. This is Brazilian mahogany. Nothing's breaking through that, except for maybe the Incredible Hulk. But you're not going to see him or piss him off, because he's not even real. And even if he was, I don't know why he would come here. He'd be at my house, because I have animal crackers. I think he'd like that.
Well, no, I want a whole new door.
A whole new door! You know, Marvin, like the song from Aladdin? Don't you dare close your eyes.
Listen. I wanted a brand new door with glass. Because how am I going to see who's at the door if someone comes to the door?
Well, that's exactly the point, Marvin. It'll be a surprise every time. It could be a serial killer, or it could be an Amazon Prime package. You won't know until you open the door.
Go get me a new door.
Okay, well, you owe me $500 for this.
I'm not paying $500 for this crappy duct tape job.
Okay, well, give me $500 and I'll go buy you a new door.
You promise?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's $500.
Okay, yeah. I'll just take this and go to the door store. Here I go, to the door store. Okay, I'll be back. Sure I will.
What'd you say?
I said, I'll be back. And then I said, sure I will. Just reassuring you that I will be back.
You better come back.
I will.
Sure I will.
Marvin, did he fix the front door?
I mean, not really. He just put wood over where the glass used to be.
Oh, no, Marvin. What are we going to do? What if Bobby Bowling Hands comes back?
Baby, I don't think there ever was a Bobby Bowling Hands. I think he just wanted an excuse to make $500.
Well, what do we do, Marvin?
I don't know. I just wish there was a way that we could really see what happened to our front door.
Hey, we can always check the Nest doorbell camera.
Oh, yeah, baby. Check the app. Okay. See what the footage says.
Let's see. Oh, Marvin?
It was Jimmy!
Marvin, we should have known.
Oh, give me that phone. I'm going to go beat some ass. Oh, I'll beat some ass tonight. Jimmy!
Jeffrey's not here at the moment. Please leave a message after the...
Jeffy, I can't wait to see you try to get out of this one. So earlier, I asked you if you threw a volleyball through the front door, and you said...
Fuck no.
Exactly. Now press play on this video, and you tell me what you see.
That is not me.
Oh, that's not you?
No, that's my cousin. First name Reed, middle name Tar, last name Did.
Oh, so that's not you. That's your cousin.
Yep.
Jeffy, I know that's you, and why did you do it?
Well, someone decided to lock the front door. How else was I supposed to get in?
Ring the doorbell.
Too hard.
Oh, that's it. I'm beating some ass. You bend over. Some ass beating's about to happen.
You cannot touch me, or else I will call Child Protective Services on your bitch ass. Ow, ow, ow. Help. 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 Hey! Hey, stop it!
Jeffy, that is it. I am going to go in your piggy bank, and I'm going to take all the money so I can buy a new door.
You don't touch my piggy bank, you bitch! Don't touch it!
Oh, Jeffy's going to get it now.
Marvin, what are you doing?
I'm going to break open Jeffy's piggy bank and get my money back from my door.
Marvin, don't!
Mommy, stop him!
I don't know what to do!
You asked for this, young man, and now you're going to get it.
No, piggy, no! Daddy, no! You bitch! You whore!
What? Pennies? Where don't your money go, Jimmy?
Money laundering, bitch!
Oh, that is hell, let's get
Marvin, let go of him!
I need money for my door! I can't wait to eat my meatball sub.
And I can't wait to eat my vegan tofu ball sub.
I can't wait to eat dog shit.
Jeffy, that is healthy.
Well, Daddy, why do I have to eat the green bean sub and you guys get the yummy meatball sub?
Because, Jeffy, you're really young, so you have to live a long time, so you have to eat healthier.
Oh, well, so that means if you eat that means you'll die soon and then I'll get to eat whatever the hell I want?
Jeffy, just shut up and eat.
Ew, Marvin, that's disgusting!
Well, I had to make room in my belly for my meatball sub.
Oh, well, I have to make room in my belly for this.
Ew, Jimmy, don't blow it this way. Go open up a window.
All right, I'm just going to take this with me.
You're disgusting, Jeffy.
I open the window. I'm just going to throw this out there.
Jeffy, where's your sandwich?
I ate it.
Where's the plate?
I put it in the dishwasher.
Aw, good job, Jeffy.
Yeah, I'm a responsible boy.
Well, Jeffy, you let two flies in the house. Go close the window.
Okay.
Oh, no, Marvin. One's on my sandwich.
Shoot. Oh, there's one in my face.
I got it.
Ow!
Oh, no, Daddy's on the back of your head.
Ow! 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 Daddy, stop it!
Oh, it's back on my sandwich again.
I got it.
Ow, Jeffy, give me that.
Ow!
Yeah, that's what you get.
Ow,
you know.
Boy, stop it!
You won't stop hitting me.
Ow!
You won't stop hitting me. Oh, you know what, Jeffy, that's it. Give me that. We're going to use Raid, okay, to get rid of these stupid flies. No more hitting me with it.
Okay.
I got the Raid. Where are the two flies at?
They flew away, Marvin.
Did they fly back outside?
No, Dan, you told me to close the window.
Jeffy, can you go looking for the flies?
You want me to search the entire house for two flies?
Well, your eyes look in two different directions, so it shouldn't be too hard.
That is true. I'm on it, Daddy.
Marvin, that was mean.
Baby, I want those flies dead. They ruined our meatball date. I was about to go down on these balls.
That was such, Daddy.
Jeffy, go look for the flies.
All right.
Where could these flies be? What the? Daddy!
Okay, meatball sub, get in my mouth.
Daddy! The two flies are banging on my bed!
What?
Yeah, come here!
Oh, they're trying to reproduce, baby. Not my watch. Take that, you flying bitches!
Yeah, you flying whores! Stop banging on my bed!
Chubby, where are the flies at?
Oh, no, Danny, they were just right here!
You're not lying to me, are you?
No.
Danny, look. Oh, my God.
Hey, hot baby! Chubby, quick, let's leave the room and close the door. Lock him in here.
All right, Danny!
Okay, Chubby, we locked him in the room.
Well, what do we do now?
We're gonna have to call a bug guy. Come on. Baby, where's my phone?
What's wrong, Marvin?
Those two flies, they reproduced and now there's thousands of them.
What?
Yeah, but don't worry, I locked him in a room.
Well, is that gonna work?
It's gonna work for now until we call an exterminator, and I know exactly who to call. Just, where's my phone? Okay, I found my phone. It's ringing. Please answer.
Hello, I'm cooking dinner. What you want?
We're trying to hire an exterminator.
I'm retired. I'm sorry.
Well, no, you don't understand. You're really good at killing flies, and there's a bunch of flies in my house.
I stopped killing flies long time ago, after I avenged my dead grandpa.
Oh, can you come please kill a few more flies? They're all in my house.
I vow to never kill another fly again. I'm sorry. You'll have to find someone else.
Marvin, look!
Oh, my God! There's thousands of flies coming out of my air vents!
I'm sorry, but there's nothing I can do!
Hey! Your grandfather was a pussy!
What did you say to me, Fry?
I said your grandfather was a pussy, and you're a pussy, too!
Oh, I'll come over there! Kick your ass, Fry!
I'd like to see you try, pussy!
Oh, pussy! I'll call you, pussy! I'm on my way, and I'm gonna kill all those flies!
Okay, he's on his way to crime. You want to fight crime, Joseph?
How am I supposed to fight crime and I can't move, dude?
Cody, you want to fight crime? Cody? Come on, Cody, where'd you go?
I'm just kidding. I'm right here, guys.
Oh, thank God. You think we should fight crime, Cody?
Yeah, let's go lick some bad guy ass.
What?
Kick some bad guy ass.
Okay.
All right, let's go kick some butt.
Who's going to, like, drag me there or something?
Oh, I got you, buddy.
Okay, finally.
La, 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 just walking outside alone with my purse with lots of money in it.
Hey, give me a purse!
Oh, no, don't take my purse!
I'm taking it!
Unhand her, fiend.
And who are you supposed to be?
Yeah.
I'm Green Man.
Okay, what are your powers?
I call my friends for help. Cody, throw Joseph at him.
Okay.
He was supposed to hit you.
Well, he didn't. So what are you going to do now, you booger?
Ooh.
Oh, what is that? Is that a ghost?
It's me, the ghost of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Give her a purse back or I'm going to terminate your ass cheeks.
Oh, no. What is he doing to me?
Give her a purse back.
There you go. You can have it. Make him stop, please.
You guys are fucking weird.
Cody, please stop.
I'm almost dead. Hold on.
Make him stop.
Joseph, your foot fell off.
I know, dude. You yanked too hard.
Okay. Well, guys, we saved that lady's purse.
I saved that lady's purse. Arnold Schwarzenegger isn't even dead. I can't believe that guy just bent over.
I don't think he willingly bent over, Cody.
Okay, well, maybe you're right. But he was a bad guy, so it's only fair. You know, an eye for an eye. Or a hole for a hole.
Cody, you need to start using your powers for good.
Oh, it was good. It was real fucking good.
No, Cody, like, I mean, you should start doing good deeds with your invisible powers.
Okay, like what?
You could help old ladies carry their groceries.
Okay, and when some old lady sees her groceries floating next to her, that's gonna scare the shit out of her.
Okay, you could, walk around Walmart like a secret shopper and make sure people aren't stealing.
A secret shopper? Okay, I'll just go to Walmart and walk around and do the same job as a security camera.
Okay, you could ride on airplanes and, like, people can't see you so you can see if they're gonna try to hijack the plane.
That's called an air marshal, and it already exists. And it's actually probably better that they are visible because it scares people into not doing that.
Okay, well, you could ride around in taxis in New York City and make sure they're not overcharging people for rides.
Junior, face it. The only thing you can do with invisibility powers is bad shit. Like, I could rob banks. I could go anywhere I want in the entire world. I could go after the president if I wanted to.
Okay, I'm not gonna let you kill the president.
I never said anything about killing him. You know what I'm gonna do to him.
Well, I can't let you do that.
What is this stance you're doing?
It's the I'm about to kick your ass stance.
Okay, well then do it then, green boy.
Oh, you're not gonna like this.
What is that? What are you doing?
I was hoping I had, like, Spider-Man webs.
Well, you don't.
Okay, how about this?
Now what are you doing?
I was hoping a bunch of bumblebees would fly out of my mouth.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, how about...
Oh, is that laser eyes? We already did laser eyes.
You're right. Ooh, how about this?
Is that the stanky leg?
No, I'm trying.
Dude, it's hard watching you from here.
Hold on, you're about to see my power.
What? Why are you jumping?
I was hoping I had, like, super leapfrog.
Super leapfrog?
Like I could jump like a frog. I can super high.
Could have said that the first time.
Listen, I'm trying to find my powers. Look, I'm like Deadpool. My powers are gonna mutate, and you guys are gonna be so jealous.
Face it, Junior. You're just a miserable little no mama, no powers having ass bitch.
You take that back.
No, it's true, Junior. Whenever Jeffy came around, you were old hat. Nobody cared about Junior videos anymore. Just look at the views on those Jeffy videos.
That's it, Cody. You took it too far. You think my video views are bad? What about Cody videos? What about Ken videos? Nobody even gives a shit about Ken and whatever happened to Timmy. Remember that? Nobody gave a fuck about that. You want to talk about my views? You want to talk about Jimmy? We were doing just fine. We would have gotten sued for Jimmy. We never got to get along. That was not it.
God, that hurts so bad.
Yeah, dude, I'm in so much pain.
Oh, Junior, you're not green anymore.
I'm not?
No, you exploded and your slime went all over me. Or was that just a dream I had last night? Anyway, now I'm in the mood for some more ass cheeks. I'm gonna turn invisible and go see Chef Pee-Pee again. I love being invisible.
You see that, Joseph? He didn't turn invisible.
Dude, I can walk again. You see this?
Wait, are you still stretchy?
I don't know, dude. Ow, ow, you're yanking my arm. It hurts.
Oh, I thought you were stretched, but guys, that means we all lost our superpowers. Three of us lost our superpowers.
Dude, you didn't have a superpower.
Well, I mean, I was green, and you saw me explode at the end. I had slime. I could blow up and be, like, slimy, but I guess it only happens once.
That was a waste of a power, dude.
Yeah, I always get the lame powers.
Who's going to heaven? I'm going to heaven. Who's going to heaven? I'm going to heaven. Guaranteed. Oh, come on, Michael. Come on, Mr. Jackson. Not anymore.
Yes, Michael Jackson wants more.
I'm already guaranteed to go to heaven, though.
Yeah, but I'm not done yet.
Oh, look, be gentle this time, Mike. Wait. Cody, what the hell?
I'm not Cody. I'm Michael Jackson.
Cody, what the hell are you talking about? You are right here. I can see you.
You can see me?
Yes, I can see you. I have eyes.
Oh.
2, 3 eyes on Jimmy! Be quiet!
Good. All right, today, class, I didn't take my Xanax because my prescription ran out. Xanax is a fancy adult word for happy medicine.
My dad gives me Xanax!
Shut the fuck up, Mikey! All right, class, today is blue day. Over the weekend, you were supposed to get 3 blue things for show and tell. Who wants to go first?
Oh, Mrs. Fitzpatrick, pick me. I want to go first. Me.
Would anybody else like to go first? Anybody? Oh, what about you, Daryl, huh?
Dare.
Please, anybody? Freddy, how about you? Come on up.
Aw, man.
Okay.
All right, Freddy, what 3 blue items did you bring?
Well, I have my blue bowling pin, and my blue swimming goggles, and my James P. Sullivan Snuggie.
Very good, Freddy, but actually, you have 4 blue items because you're wearing a blue striped shirt.
Fuck! Does that mean I fail?
No, in fact, it means you get a prize out of the prize bucket, which is also blue!
Okay, I'm gonna choose the grimace.
The prize bucket? Well, that's not fair! Mrs. Fitzpatrick, how do I get something out of the prize bucket?
By not being you, Mikey. Okay, class, who wants to go next?
Oh, me, Mrs. Fitzpatrick, me!
No, Mikey, you're going last!
Oh, wet!
Cody, how about you come up?
Okay, I'll do it.
That's not fucking fair! Hey, give me a toy!
No, it's my toy!
Give it to me!
Having a rough day, Mrs. Fitz?
It's okay, Cody. Okay, Cody, what 3 blue things did you bring?
Okay, check this out. I'm wearing it. I got a blue bow tie, a blue shirt, and blue shorts.
Very good, Cody. Go ahead and sit down.
Huh, okay. I just can't help but notice you didn't give me something out of the prize bucket.
Well, Cody, you didn't go above and beyond. Freddy brought 4 blue things.
Well, he didn't even know his shirt was blue. His mom dresses him.
All right, who wants to go next?
Okay, you know what? Fuck you. I'm gonna go rile Mikey up.
Don't you dare, Cody! Cody, how about a sticker?
Okay, I guess I can take a sticker. Hey, Mikey, check this out. I got a sticker.
Well, Mrs. Fitzpatrick, I want a sticker!
Mikey, if you shut up for the rest of class, I will give you a sticker!